much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
What is the monkey doing? Tell me what the monkey's doing.
He ripped her face off!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
In the words of the philosopher Eddie Money, I've got 2 tickets to paradise.
I've got 2 tickets to paradise. I've got 2 tickets to paradise. Excellent guitar riff.
I just got off of work, and then I got high. Ooh, I was listening to Kevin and Bean, and then I got high. I called the Afro line. I don't know why, man, because I got high, because I got high. Because I got high.
And now.
Thank you, most interesting. Now I think we've had quite enough of this nonsense.
Our feature presentation.
We think that's the way to listen to the program, though. I mean, if you're going to listen to Kevin and Bean show.
Well, it's the best way.
And you're not high, it's not as funny.
That's true.
It's kind of like watching a 3D movie without the glasses.
Right.
You gotta have the 3D glasses on to get the full effect. It's the same thing with our program. You must be high to enjoy it.
Otherwise, it just seems blurry and out of focus.
Exactly. We're going to take your telephone calls on any topic. It's the Thursday edition of Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. Coming up next, 1-800-520-1067. We didn't have time to mention this story yesterday, but it was the most awesome Veterans Day story. Did you hear about the guy who was mugged in Milwaukee?
No. Mm-mm.
21-year-old guy was mugged. He's walking home from work at around 1 o'clock in the morning, and 4 guys in hoodies came up and ordered him to lay down. They had a gun. They had him lay down, put a gun to his neck. He's in the alley. Rifled through his pockets, took his wallet, his money, you know, his keys, cell phone, even the power bar out of his pockets.
Aww.
One of the crooks is flipping through his wallet and sees that he has military ID. He's in the Army Reserve. And the dude's like, oh, man, I'm sorry. We didn't know. Gives him all of his stuff back.
No,
tells him, thanks for his service. Head on your way. Except his keys. They didn't keep his car keys, which was kind of a bummer for the dude. And then the head robber, before he left, he went over to the guy, gave him a fist bump, and sent him on his way.
Good work.
No kidding.
Did they salute each other?
I didn't say that, but I don't know if it was because it was, you know, close to Veterans Day, what had happened, or if it was just that the guy has a policy of not rolling anyone in the military, or what the deal was.
Maybe like one of those guys was.
It sounds like to me like the robber, one of them was in the military.
Or had been.
Maybe. One or more. Yeah,
maybe so. But you can imagine the surprise. 1 minute you're laying there in an alley at 1 o'clock in the morning with a gun to your neck, and the next minute the guy's giving you a fist bump and handing your stuff back.
Wow. Hang on, let me make a note to myself. Get fake military ID.
Okay, hey, good idea.
There you go.
Can't hurt. So
that
anyway,
is
that's
amazing.
That's a happy Veterans Day story for
it
you.
It is.
It is time for your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067. You call, we put you on there and give you a prize.
Sorry, you must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Well, I guess the phones are packed because everyone knows it's a pair of tickets to Weezer January 11th at the UCI Brent Event Center. Tickets go on sale this Saturday at 10. We'll also throw in the Weezer Snuggie and a copy of the new CD, which is called Ratitude. All of that for you for being on the air for Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew.
All right, let's see. Let's begin with Hugo. Hi, Hugo.
Hey, good morning. What it do, Kevin?
What it do?
Hey, Kevin, best time of the year, man.
Best time of the year because basketball and hockey are back?
Oh, yes, and college football and NFL. And
right?
Guess what?
What?
No baseball.
Yes, it's over. It's over. We're done. No more baseball. No more boring baseball until next year. We can start having fun again.
That's a good point.
What a shame if your call gets dropped accidentally and you don't get your prize for that crappy call, Hugo. What a shame.
Come he's still on. He watch ESPN now without any baseball news.
Hugo's good. Yeah, I got.
Now they still got games on ESPN Classic.
No, but I got to tell you, a Sports Center is dominated by baseball during the baseball season because there's really not much else going on.
As right. Well, it should be.
So that
plus makes the games are so freaking long.
Yeah, that's the
Hugo is, Hugo's a bad person. I hope you get.
I like
mugged.
Hugo, and I'm with him. And I'm going to throw in a little something extra for him.
Well, a lot of people who are wrong stick together.
That's
that
true.
Is true.
That is true. All right, let's see here. Let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike.
hey, man, I'm in trouble. Hey, how do you do? And baby boo, I'm
how
in trouble.
How you do?
Mike's in a hurry. Go ahead.
He's in a hurry. He's really in trouble.
Yeah, I got two traffic tickets for $1,000. I need legal help, guys. How
what did
I
you
get out of this?
Do?
First of all, you should be calling Bill Handel, not us, because he's the guy with the law show. But second of all, what tickets are $1,000?
Are they $1,000 each, or are the two tickets add up to $1,000?
One, I was going 66 in a 55, and there was a cone on the side. The guy got me going, he said, because it was a cone, should have been going 30, and it doubled because it was a construction zone, because there was a cone. No construction workers, but a cone.
So you're going 66 in a 55 next to a cone.
$875
cone.
Oh,
dude.
Cone.
Dude. Wow. That's why I make a habit of slowing down and picking up cones.
just safe for that.
That way, if a cop pulls you over, you go, what cone? Oh, the one in my car? No, I had that last night.
What was the other ticket for?
Talking on a cell phone, and it was a speakerphone, and the cop had the ticket written before I told him it was a speakerphone, and I told him it was a speakerphone. He said, here's your ticket. Have a nice day. Thank you very much.
Listen.
There's something on this story that we don't know about. You have F the police spray painted on the side of your car or something.
No Raiders stickers on the back.
I would like to talk to the policemen, both of the policemen, and get their version of the story. Because I guarantee it's very different than Mike's.
Yeah, Mike was flooring it to try to knock out some construction workers, for starters. That's the part of the story he doesn't tell you.
Ticket clinic, dude. That's what they specialize in, is getting you off the hook even if you're wrong. I'm telling you.
I'm not wrong. I'm allegedly wrong.
It doesn't matter.
He's saying it doesn't matter what the case is. What is it?
Ticketclinic.com? They're battery of attorneys specializes in just traffic problems and speeding and whatnot, cell phones, all that.
And the website is?
I believe ticketclinic.com.
All right.
Ticketclinic.com. Either you guys use it?
I haven't yet.
Because I drive right.
Yeah, I don't. I don't fly by cones all willy nilly.
Running
worried.
Down
yeah.
construction workers.
There's definitely something to Mike's story. He's leaving out the part where he's throwing bottles of urine at the cop. I mean, he's doing something to get all these tickets that he doesn't deserve.
Bottles of urine,
or whatever. I don't know what it is exactly, but
it could be.
All right, let's talk to Crystal. She's on line three. A bunch of the Kevin and Bean Show members ended up at the Paramore concert last night. I want to hear how Crystal's story compares to theirs.
Hey, Crystal.
Hi.
Good morning.
What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
Are you alive?
Paramore, amazing. First of all, they put on a great show. Haley, I don't know if it's the blonde or whatnot, but exciting, eccentric, and whatnot.
Is this Adam Lambert?
The best part of the whole show was that there was this old man next to us singing along. I mean, knew the lyrics better than I did.
Really?
And the best part was, he looked like Kevin. I want to say it was Kevin.
How? It wasn't me, but I wish I would have been there. But
it was amazing. But I swear, Kevin, it was you.
Okay.
Swear it was you.
Well,
pudgy man there, nice and red, and I think it was you.
All right,
pudgy man, nice and red.
Kevin is either pudgy or red.
No, I don't know not really.
Who do you think you're talking to here?
And I told you I wasn't there, but if you want to insist, all right. I loved it. I thought it was a great show.
It was amazing, yeah. I liked your spin moves and whatnot.
But there was this gay dude named Crystal next to me, and that was very troubling. Ruined the show for me.
All right, hey, Crystal, in all seriousness, are you going through sex reassignment right now?
No.
You're not taking any kind of testosterone hormones at all?
No, just the cold.
Okay.
But wait a minute. Are you a girl?
Yes.
Okay.
How old are you, Crystal?
22.
Wow. Well, okay, if she's got a cold and she was at a show last night screaming a lot and stuff.
Were you?
Maybe.
When you were born, did they? When you were born, did they say to your mom, "Oh, look, you have a nice young boy," or he's got both, and which would you like him or her to be?
No.
All right.
It would probably be bigger than yours, though.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I don't doubt it. Based on your voice, it's deeper than ours. I'll tell you that.
22.
That's crazy.
Wow.
All right. Stay away from phone sex, Crystal. That's my advice.
Unless you go to the right ones.
Wow. All right. Well, why don't we leave it there and talk about today's outstanding Kevin and Bean show. That was an odd mix of calls today, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I like the guy that asked for help with his tickets and then goes, did anyone try it? Because I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't sound like you have much to lose. $1,000, two tickets in 1 week. Wow. We have comedian Kathy Griffin in the program today.
She's
a grade A bitch.
Oh. In a good way.
We mean of course. That. Well, we only mean that, to the celebrities.
We mean that with love.
Yeah.
Right.
I honestly believe that she was programmed by someone from the future to come back and destroy all happiness.
That's Kathy, yeah.
I don't know if you heard the story that Hulk Hogan tried out for Metallica at one point. That happened?
That is really bizarre.
How great is that?
Yeah.
We have discussed before how lots of people who are successful in one area would chuck it all to be successful in another area. And he apparently was willing to walk away from all of his fame as a wrestler if he could play in a rock and roll band.
That's pretty typical. I would guess a guy's dreams, rock and roll would have to be right at the top. Because they've seen people who are ugly, and they get all kinds of chicks.
True.
Well, I don't think Hulk had any trouble getting chicks, but I just think, yeah, you love being on stage with a rock band. He also, by the way, in the same interview, I guess it's an excerpt from his book, he also tried to put the word out for the Rolling Stones when they were looking for a bass player. That he wanted to play for the Stones, too.
I love that. It's Sesame Street's 40th birthday. I don't know if you heard about that.
I didn't.
Sesame Street turned 40.
All right. I bet that's a party.
I'll bet it is as well. I'll bet we'll check in and find out.
Mm-hmm.
What about people who can only poop at home?
This is so bizarre.
Now, I know we can't focus on the poop part, but let's focus on the at home.
How do you live
your life?
Yeah. Apparently, it's not uncommon, but, I mean, travel and stuff, what do you do?
Well, I will tell you this right now, and that is that Omar's brother, Eric.
Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
Yeah, Eric, that guy, will go to Las Vegas and not eat so much because he waits till he gets home. Yes, home.
I just pooped.
Nope, not that guy.
Like a weekend?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he'll plan it.
Oh.
And he'll eat accordingly.
That's
crazy.
That is crazy.
Does he have a toilet at home with a heated seat or something, and he just can't bear to be without it? Or
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how that happens. Obviously, everyone's a little more comfortable at home.
Yeah, but if you have a hotel room, that's kind of home.
I think so.
It's not like anybody else is going to walk in or anything.
If you were rich, wouldn't it be great? You could get two hotel rooms in Vegas, one for that and then one to sleep in.
Maybe that's the counter.
That'd be awesome. And also, we have tickets for you to see Weezer as well. We're going to play a game a little bit later on this morning, and our games usually go quite well.
Yes.
So we got all that coming up. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
I love you, Jason!
I love you, Jason! 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 5:52.
That one sounds like a party right there. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday. Ralph is here with our very first look at the showbiz beat for a new day. What's going on, Ralph?
Poor Mike Tyson.
Former champ.
Just can't catch a break.
What happened to him? I saw him in the news, but I don't know about what.
He was at LAX yesterday, and he was walking through the airport, and there was a paparazzo there repeatedly trying to take his picture while he was with his family.
Right.
And Mike got agitated.
As he is known to do.
You don't poke a bear with a stick.
No.
Mike popped the photographer, busted the camera, the guy's nose, and knocked him out cold.
Oh, man.
And?
He's still the champ.
It. And the guy had it coming.
Absolutely. But Mike was arrested by cops there at the airport. His victim was taken to the hospital. And so we'll find out more today regarding Mike's legal situation, but I'm assuming he will be brought up on assault charges.
And he's already on probation.
Yeah, I don't know what this means for... for Iron Mike, but it's just a sad story.
It is sad,
and it's worse for him doing the exact same thing as if anybody else had done it because of his history and because of who he is.
Because of his
hands
fist of fury.
Are lethal weapons,
right?
Like my penis, the lethal weapon.
What I've done in the past is a history, and what I'm gonna do in the future is a mystery.
I killed a dude in the ring once with my penis,
and you liked it.
I don't think that happened.
Angelina Jolie's looking to adopt yet another baby girl.
Is she really?
Yes.
This time from Syria, according to reports.
How does she pick?
I think she's got a giant wall map of the world at her home, and she throws a dart.
Throws darts.
Yeah, and wherever it lands, she's got to get a baby from there.
Well, that's...
I heard she had a wheel of bad baby countries.
It's like a scavenger hunt. She's trying to get a baby from each of the major civilized...
You think some of the celebrities are in a race? She's in the lead.
Interesting thing, a spokesperson for the Immigration and Naturalization Service in Washington, D.C. says only Angelina's name was on the adoption papers.
Ew.
Not Brad.
So that I'm sure will give fuel to the fire that maybe their relationship is in trouble.
How many do they have? How many?
They have six children, Kevin.
Six.
Can anyone think? Can you name all six kids? Can you name the Brangelina kids?
No.
You want to give it a shot, Psycho Mike?
I think I would recognize them all if I heard them, but I don't think I could come up with them on my own.
Right.
Pax.
Mm-hmm. Pax is one, right?
Zahara.
Zahara is another.
Mm-hmm. Maddox.
Maddox is another. Yeah.
Shiloh.
Shiloh's the fourth.
Petrov. Petros.
Not Petros, no. You're forgetting the natural twins that they
right.
have.
Right. What are their names?
The biological twins. Knox and Vivian.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So there's your six Brangelina brood.
Maybe Brad said, I'm feeling like we have enough. And Angelina said, I'm going to go get another one.
That's what she said. I'm going to step out and get a kid. I'll be right back. Run down the street for a pack of smokes. This Carrie Prejean is just a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Boy, she sure is.
She's really just a bad person.
It's hard to find people who it seems like everyone can agree on.
And here's the thing. She needs just to shut the F up and go away. Because every time she tries to say something or defend herself, she's exposed in another lie.
Yeah.
She...
What's the latest?
Well, she, according to TMZ.com, and Harvey had a conversation with this guy, they hunted down the guy, the boyfriend, that she sent the solo masturbation video to.
She said it was just for him.
Worst mistake of my life, by the way.
To stab
the only
the
time
back.
I've ever done this. Yeah. He said she sent him plenty of videos, by the way.
Well, can we see any of the others?
And recently, he told Harvey over at TMZ, that Carrie and her representatives called him and tried to get him to lie to say that she was 17 years old when she shot the video, so that no one would dare post or try to sell this copy of the video.
It would be illegal in that case.
And he said he's not going to lie about it. She was 20 years old when she shot the video.
Good for him.
So this was just 2 years ago.
Yes. They met, by the way, via a friend on Facebook. They had a long-distance phone sex and video sex relationship and only met once for a four-day weekend in San Diego where she just...
I bet that was a good weekend.
Rode him like a polo pony.
And she's on talking about how it was a serious relationship and
yes!
they were in love and all the stuff in all the interviews.
It's funny. She's got her talking points. Every time she does an interview, she goes, I sent her to a boyfriend who I love and trusted and honored. And she's got these words, the key phrases that she repeats over and over and over again.
Because she wants to look betrayed.
Yeah. She wants to be the victim yet again. So she's on the Larry King Show. And there's no easier interview than the Larry King Show.
Right.
Softball heaven.
It is.
First of all, who are you?
It's where you want to go if you don't want to answer any questions. And Larry has the gall to ask her, was the video brought up in the mediation process with the Miss California pageant officials? Because that had been the rumor. Remember, she dropped her lawsuit, her million-dollar lawsuit against Miss California, because reportedly they brought this video up. Showing, once again, that she had broken the rules of their contract, which is you can't have any nude photos or sex tapes if you're Miss California. You have to agree to that.
Right.
And she goes off on him, throws a tantrum like a four-year-old.
Nice.
I got some audio from her talking to Larry King. She rips off her microphone, you'll hear at one point in the interview, and then just sits there. She doesn't walk off the show.
What?
She lifts, pulls her earphone and her microphone, and she won't respond to him, but she's still sitting there with a camera on her. It's very awkward.
Is she leaving? Because I asked what motivated the settlement.
Excuse me? Tell him you couldn't hear the question.
Did you hear the question?
No, I can't hear you.
You took the mic off, and you put the mic on, we can hear you.
Yeah, I think that you are being extremely inappropriate right now, and I'm about to leave your show.
So I went to another area. I took a phone call. They asked a question of you. I left that subject. You feel it was inappropriate? I didn't mean to be inappropriate. I just thought it was a logical question. But you need to have a mic.
She won't leave.
Who are you talking to?
Who's more confused than Larry?
It sounded to me like she was in his studio. She wasn't in his studio.
She was in another studio, satellite studio. Okay. You know, sometimes they'll shoot, someone with a satellite camera, and then he'll talk to the mm-hmm. screen. So she's sitting there, but she has pulled all of her electronics off and is sitting there in front of the camera and won't address him. Won't
but answer. Talking to her handler off camera.
Obviously, yeah.
But doesn't leave.
And all she keeps repeating is that you're being inappropriate. That's an inappropriate question. He's like, what's inappropriate? I'm just asking what was going on
Seems
in the room.
Seems like that's a crucial point in her story.
He was asking her why she settled, and she's like, I can't talk about the mediation. He said, I don't care about any details of the mediation. I'm just curious why you settled, which is a pretty legitimate question, I think.
And she just super threw a hardball for Larry.
Yeah.
Super big tantrum. Yeah, she's no good. And
they
by the way,
to stop giving her airtime.
No
how
way.
Weird
not
is
until
it?
We that, get her on the show.
No way. We need to talk to her every day.
Yeah. How did it happen that the sex tape came out virtually the same day as the book? Who engineered that?
That's a good question. She's still standing. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's a brave American.
Remember when she was in Nam and she was in the Hanoi Hilton?
That didn't happen.
And yet still she got out after they broke her shoulders?
She's only 22.
She ran into the World Trade Center to rescue all those people on 9/11, remember?
Nope. Yet she's still standing.
No, that
still standing.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
You guys said this tape was 2 years ago when this was made? I mean, wasn't that when she was pretty much running for Miss California?
Yes. Yeah.
It would have been just before, very close to the time.
She had to have been in the pageant system by then.
Last year? Okay, so a year before that?
Yeah.
It's not like it was in her distant past and she...
No, she's only 22.
What's wrong with her?
All I know is she was able to navigate the Apollo 13 back to Earth after they lost their power.
And she's still standing.
She's a hero. Remarkable. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Not her either.
She did all those triathlons for charity, remember, with one leg? She climbed Kilimanjaro with one leg.
No.
That's where she discovered the polio vaccine. That's up on the top of Kilimanjaro, remember?
It wasn't her either.
Oh.
She just lies.
She just poses for pictures in a bathing suit and lies?
And then says the wind blew it open.
Jeez, no wonder she's still standing. That's easy.
I could stand if that's all I was doing.
Today's celebrity birthday is sportscaster Al Michaels. He is the most knowledgeable sportscaster in football. Just ask him. He's 65 years old.
He's very good, though. You're not disputing that he's excellent, are you, Ralph?
I think he's a good broadcaster, but boy, does he like him some him.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's very sort of smug and arrogant about his football knowledge.
I think he's great.
Okay. Well, you like John Madden, though, too.
Love John
Madden. So you are not the guy you go to. another guy Kevin loves, Neil Young, singer and songwriter, 64 years old today. Another of Kevin's favorites, Megan Mullally from Will and Grace, turns 51 years old today. Actor Ryan Gosling is 29 years old. Anne Hathaway from The Princess Diaries and Get Smart and Rachel's Getting Married or whatever that show was. She's 27. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. Yeah, we've got your tickets to go see Weezer on the program today. Also, we have comedian Kathy Griffin and Hulk Hogan. Apparently, rare tapes have surfaced of his audition with Metallica, which I'm very excited to hear, because you know I'm a big Hulk Hogan fan.
Sure. Yeah. Who does the voice?
Yeah, he's my favorite, brother.
Nice.
Yeah, that was it.
That's it. That's all I got. Now you've heard the extent of my impression.
All right, let's talk about TV anchors and interviewers, because some of them are not good. Most of the not good ones work in local markets someplace. They work in, you know, Dallas or something. The bigger cities get the better ones. And
right.
And then they poach the best in the country and they put those on the network.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what you would think. Well, the Today Show yesterday featured a little girl named Lauren Johnson who got a cold about two and a half weeks ago and has been sneezing 12 times per minute since.
No.
12 times per minute.
And they can't figure out what it is. It's some sort of weird, rare medical condition where she cannot stop sneezing, and they don't know why. It's obviously far beyond just having a cold.
And it's funny. Well, I mean,
how do you eat?
If you're not her, it's funny.
Or sleep?
How do you sleep? Yeah.
How do you sleep? That's a great question.
Wow. I don't know,
but here's some of the interview and the interviewer.
She just might be the most blessed person in America.
All right, first of all...
That's a sneeze.
That's awesome. I love that.
Now, what he's trying to suggest is, every time she sneezes, somebody says, bless you.
Yes.
So she's the most blessed person in America, which is...
Dumb.
I guess.
These people love puns.
Oh, they're so lame. Yeah. Why would he do that? She might just be the most blessed person in America. And then, you know, later he goes, I killed that one.
I'm sure.
People must have been rolling when I said that.
You see how many things I said.
Oh,
I applaud the effort, though, of not just because otherwise it's just a list of facts.
But they all do that. It's nothing new. They all do that all the time.
I'm saying I applaud the effort to at least try to dress it up a little bit and try to make it interesting.
I'm sure you do, because you are Cheese 101.
Exactly.
But here's my point. If you've got this... No questions needed. Just put the microphone up and let her sneeze and let's all have a good laugh.
And start laughing.
We don't need an interviewer to be all punny. Come on.
But clearly, that's as bad as it gets, right?
Not at all.
Or perplexed.
12-year-old Lauren Johnson, you see, has a rather bad case of the achoos, a volcano of sneezing numbering, get this, thousands of eruptions a day.
It's a volcano of sneezing, though, Kevin.
Achoos.
She has a bad case of the achoos.
She has a bad case of the achoos. Doesn't somebody at that moment walk in and go, you're off the story, let's get somebody who can do
just
it.
Just grab the mic from him.
What's happening with that? This story sells itself. It needs no interview. And all he has to do is go, how do you sleep? I mean, you don't have to you don't have to be the interesting part of the interview.
I know,
interview
that's
that
what
one.
I want to know. And we're, are we getting to that?
What a dumbass.
And I'm also going to say, it's easy for you to stand there in your suit and diagnose a bad case of the achoos. I doubt you're even a medical doctor. I don't even know how you can diagnose her like that.
Oh, my God, this guy's terrible. So then he goes on.
I can't stop sneezing. It's well, it goes off. It was...
Honestly, just let her sneeze. That's awesome.
Different and kind of got along, thinking that it wouldn't last this long. But it's been 2 weeks now and it just hasn't stopped.
Oh my God, is she going to school?
I don't know.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
This is one of those things that's horrible if it's you, but it's great for everyone else.
If you were living with her at some point, it's not her fault, but you just want to smack her.
Oh, I'd lock her out.
Yeah.
I'd say, look, I know you've seen a
you're
lot of doctors.
You're in the storage shed. I'm sorry.
I know you've seen a lot of doctors and stuff. Let me know when things are back to normal and you can come back inside. So then the reporter who thinks that this story is not interesting enough yet and that it needs some humor injected into it gives this gem.
Might it be her beloved dog, Bo? The lush green grass they play on? No one seems to know. And showing no signs of stopping anytime soon. Coming literally out of the blue. As in B-L-E-W.
Oh, no.
Oh, f*** you.
Yeah.
This is what he said.
Okay.
I'm happy to say that. I don't even get that.
It comes out of the blue.
Oh, I hate
him. As in, he says it was such... So
he's
much.
So
he's
proud.
So pumped up. He's so confident.
He's high-fiving right now in the newsroom.
Oh, did you hear that? I spelled blue the different way than you would think. What?
And showing no signs of stopping anytime soon. Coming literally out of the blue. As in B-L-E-W.
You got a problem with that, you can go yourself.
Yeah, I do. That guy needs to not be on any kind of newscast in any city. I don't care if it's Blythe.
Whatever license he has must be revoked.
Oh my God.
He cannot be the profession
as in
anymore.
BLE. They need Would You Like to Take It Back?
Yes.
They need
that's
that other
exactly
news.
What, that's a great idea.
Slap that.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. What does Sesame Street have planned for their 40th birthday this week? We got that story for you coming up in about 50 minutes. First, though, I love our listeners, and we get lots of great emails all the time. Sometimes it's as simple as White Devil writing us to say, hey, guys, wanted to let you know the reward for the challenge on tonight's America's Next Top Model show was a chocolate pearl necklace. Please do with that what you will. And I appreciate a tip-off on something
you,
like that.
Do you mind if I just butt in for 1 second? That's the Tyra show?
That's right? America's Next Top Model. She's the host, right?
Yeah. Okay. It was on. My wife was watching it last night.
Okay.
I walked in the room and I saw the guy, the black judge,
right,
with the shirt. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
I don't
about?
Know about his shirt, but I know who he is, Miss J.
That's his name?
Yeah.
I looked at him and I went, hell no, are you giving anyone advice on fashion? What a doofus.
He teaches them how to walk down the runway.
Yeah, he's not a model. He just teaches them how to model.
Did you see it being, you know how people have...
I haven't seen it in years, but I'm with Lisa. I know who the guy is.
Insane. You know how people have padded shoulder mm-hmm. pads or whatever?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
He had, it was the size of like 3 basketballs put together on each shoulder.
Right.
It didn't even make sense.
He's fairly flamboyant, Mr.
Fairly?
That would be the way to say it.
Yes, he is. Dear Kevin and Bean, I'm a longtime listener. I attended a friend's bake sale. I don't know why he put that in the email, by the way. It has nothing to do with anything, I don't think. I now live in Utah, and I listen every day via the podcast. I had to let you know that I currently work at a residential treatment center for teenage boys with various issues. And one day, I just out of the blue said nope.com. Well, the boys heard that. They thought it was the funniest thing they'd ever heard. For the last 3 months, there's been a facility of about 40 teenage boys replying to everything that the staff asks them to do by saying nope.com.
Oh, I bet they love that.
I laugh so hard every time I watch a staff member ask a student to perform a chore, and the student rambles off for 2 minutes every variation of nope.com, nope.org, nope.edu, nope.com, nope.au, etc. All of my coworkers hate it so much, but I can't stop laughing. They're all pissed and annoyed with me, and often ask the students, who started nope.com? The kids just play dumb and lay in wait, waiting to reply to anything the staff asks them with nope.com. Oh, keep up the great work. How awesome is that from Morgan? Although I want to hear more about why they went to the bake sale. And one more, and this is a bizarre fan. I mean, let's face it, the nature of what we do, it's live radio, and either you hear it or you don't. But this guy writes in and says, I used to listen to your show all the time when I lived in Long Beach. Well, I moved away to San Diego. They have crappy radio shows down here, and I could no longer listen. Well, now I have a new job. I just started about 2 weeks ago, and it's the kind of job where I can listen to whatever I want on my headset. I've decided to start catching up on all of your podcasts. I plan to go back and listen to every single day of the Kevin and Bean Show starting from October of 2008.
What?
That's 20 pages of Kevin and Bean podcasts on the website with hours of endless events that already happened. I can't wait to find out who will become president, who will win the Super Bowl, who will win American Idol, etc. I figure I can listen to about 5 or 6 a day, 4 days a week. So please don't do anything funny until I can catch up in real time in a couple of months or so. That is from Toasty Spliff. By the way, if you decide to read this on the air, I won't even know about it. So please make sure it makes the podcast so I can hear it a few months from now.
All right.
So there you
done
go.
And
so
done.
His request is for us to not be funny?
Yes.
Not a problem.
Done.
Mission accomplished. Easy. Exactly.
We also get a bunch of links from people with funny videos and stuff that they've seen. I don't know if you've seen this Jimmy Dean, the guy that calls Jimmy Dean. He's very upset about sausage and the fact that they've made smaller portions now. And so a listener sent me a link to this, and this dude is priceless.
I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage. But you don't have it anymore. You've got a 12-ounce roll. And you got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece, a woman that's a little plump Scotch girl, and a daughter who's 13, and you're going to try to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that. It ain't going to work. And I'm not going to purchase your product anymore or ever again. And as far as your 16-ounce and maple and sage, I don't eat that. I'm not from the North. I'm a Texas man.
I love this guy because it doesn't occur to him that maybe he could buy 2 12-ouncers.
Right.
Or maybe he's too fat.
Yeah, or eat less.
Three people, by the way, 200 pounds, you that's hog. A problem.
This is what a ton of products are doing now.
Of course. They're
at the point where they can't make it any more expensive. Look, the box of cereal is already $6. We can't charge more. People won't buy it, so let's just make the box smaller. Right. So a lot of products, you're paying what you used to, and you're getting a smaller amount. This guy's taking it personally, though.
Think he's done? Nope.
That little 12-ounce damn roll of sausage is supposed to feed your brother and me. And you...
Now he's talking to someone in the house.
600 pounds of men, at least. You get my point? And the two girls, and they put it in that f***ing roll of sausage. Son of a bitch. Somebody needs their ass kicked. Some little consumer geekaroid this up. Save money. Save money. Yeah, save money. Save money. So I'm going to eat, damn it.
Somebody needs
really?
Their ass kicked.
He only gets to buy one, apparently.
I would be worried. This guy's in Texas, by the way, with how they resolve problems down there.
How are we supposed to all, it's 5,000 pounds of us, eat on 12-ounce sausage?
He's going to be driving down to the Jimmy Dean factory with a shotgun. Look out.
And then we also, there are a lot of cover songs on YouTube, a lot of really bad ones. But we had a listener send us this particular guy, and he is spectacular. And the first song that he does is Boom Boom Pow.
Boom, how the beat up, boom, boom, boom. I like the boom, boom, pow. They think it's stuck in my car. They try to cut my plug. I'm on the next, you know. I'm 30,008. You're still 2008. I got the boom, boom, boom. The future, boom, boom, boom. Then give it now, boom, boom, boom. Then I get that boom.
All right, now that guy, first of all, it's a guy.
He's the tiny Asian kid, right?
Yeah, he's like a Filipino kid.
Okay.
And he has, I don't know, 50 songs.
Wow.
On YouTube, all that high quality. Where you
well, who does he think wants to see those?
Me.
Okay.
Remember my favorite song?
Oh, my God.
It's a guy here. All right, I think we get the idea.
Wow.
Not everybody should have the internet.
Now, Mike, how did you find that on YouTube?
I put in the search in YouTube, gay Filipino karaoke.
There you go. Gay Filipino karaoke.
There you go.
So look it up and enjoy.
You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. We got some Incubus on the way. Also, AFI, Foo Fighters, and more, plus comedian Kathy Griffin coming up later on. You know, I never grew up with Sesame Street. I didn't grow up in this country, of course, so Sesame Street escaped me, but I understand that it has been a part of most people's childhood for 40 years.
Bean grew up in Al-Qaeda, just for the record.
I don't think it was Al-Qaeda.
He's a sleeper.
But I just, you know, I've always been on the periphery of Big Bird and Bert and Ernie and all those guys.
You missed this?
I did. This wasn't part of my childhood, but I know it's a big deal that the show has been on for 40 years. Longest running children's show in history.
40 years old, Sesame
Unbelievable.
Street.
Unbelievable.
And they look good, I think.
Yeah, I do too.
Really, not aging
have an age.
Much at all. So we thought we'd call and check with the company that makes it, Children's Television Workshop, and find out how it's going, what the celebration is like.
All right.
Wow. Hello?
Sounds like the street's going off. Hello, Kevin and Bean Show here. Who's this?
Hello, Kevin and Bean. This is Grover.
Hi, Grover. What's going on?
Hey, how are you, Kevin and Bean?
You answer the phones at Children's Television Network?
Well, I was near the phone, so I answered it.
All right.
I didn't realize that Grover still lived on Sesame Street.
Well, it's because you don't know anything.
That's true. I don't know anything.
That's why.
That's right. Al-Qaeda.
Now, what's the noise behind you? What's going on there?
We're celebrating 40 years of Sesame Street.
Oh, you have a birthday party going on.
Yeah. All right. I'm near 4. Near.
I see. Okay.
4.
Right. Oh, we're learning a valuable
near
lesson. Near and far.
4.
Right. The program went on the air November 10th, 1969. So you are just one of the many, many memorable characters. I'm surprised that you know why that's funny.
Hey, Froggy! Someone's on the phone!
Who are you shouting for? Kermit?
Hi, ho, Kermit Frog here.
Hi, Kermit.
Hey, Kermit.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Kevin, how are you?
We're good.
Oh, good. Hold on a second.
What is that?
Kermit?
Woo! Oh, that burns.
What? Kermit, what are you doing?
Oh, I just did a big line of blow.
Well, that's not appropriate for you or anyone to be doing drugs, especially at a children's show.
Yeah, it's a party.
They are 40. No, I mean, it's not like he's underage like he used to
well,
be.
Well, yeah, but still, it's a bad message for the kids, don't you think, Kermit?
No. First of all, who F the kids?
Wow, your attitude has changed in the years.
That's a long time spending time with kids, 40 years.
Yeah,
you're kind of tired of them,
aren't you? After a while, they get on your nerves.
Yeah, well, that's actually true. You're right about that.
Who else is there? Can we talk to any of the other people?
Sure, hold on a second.
All right.
Hey, Cal.
Oh, count. Wait a minute.
One line of cocaine.
Cal, what are you doing?
Whoa. Oh, no. Count. Put it away.
One bong rip.
Today's birthday party brought to you by the number one?
Yeah, apparently it
and
sounds
by the
like
word
it
pot.
Hey, I have to ask, Count. I understand that the First Lady Michelle Obama is going to be making an appearance this season. I mean, isn't this kind of dangerous to have all these drugs around when you've got the first family?
We've already filmed her episode.
Oh, you have? So you're safe.
And by the way, Oscar the Grouch did her.
What?
Oh!
Can we talk to him?
Right in the can.
No!
That's where he lived, in a trash can.
He does,
in a trash can. That's where he did her, right.
You people are sick.
Can we talk to Oscar? Is he there?
Sick. Two sick DJs.
Right. Can we talk to... No. What are we up to
I
now,
I could laugh all day on this stuff.
What about Elmo? Is he there?
Yes, okay. One second.
All right, Elmo.
Elmo, there's a phone call for you.
That's quite a party. Sounds like they got Omar on the ones and twos.
Hello, this is Elmo.
Hey, Elmo.
Elmo.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, how are you?
Good, happy 40th birthday.
Happy 40th birthday to you, too.
Why? It's not our 40th
birthday. Oh, that's right, that was a lot of years ago.
That's right.
No. What's your favorite thing about living on Sesame Street, Elmo?
My favorite thing is all the free whores that come by.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, Big Bird buys us all whores every week when we film.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's nice of them.
They
not what I expected.
They play Sick for Me, Elmo. Yeah.
Is Bert or Ernie there?
Uh, If I can pull them off each other.
What?
Big homos.
What?
What?
That's like, always... you didn't know they're homos.
Well, that's been the rumor,
it's
but...
been the
living
rumor.
Together forever.
Well, I don't know for sure. I haven't seen them.
Oh, come on. Here's Gayer and Siegfried and Roy. Hold on a second.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, Bert.
Hey, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good.
I don't know if you heard, but Elmo just told us that you are, in fact, gay with Ernie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. We love it. We can't get enough gay sex.
You guys are out? I had no idea.
Yeah, it's the best. I love it, the pooper. It's my fella right there.
You guys are perfect together.
Oh, you have no idea.
Well, happy 40th.
Oh, okay. I have to go do more drugs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 6:52.
What? What's so funny?
What's everybody laughing about? Let us
in
on the joke.
Creepy, creepy people.
Well,
what?
Disgusting.
Way off
yeah,
air.
We can't talk to you.
Creepy people.
Does this involve the lady on Oprah yesterday?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what Mike wants to do to her?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Highlights at next hour. We got Radio Whiplash for you next hour. People who can only poop at home coming up in the first part of the hour. And then we've got some audio with the first interview with the woman who had her face ripped off by a chimp last year. She was on the Oprah show yesterday.
Good times.
And Mike's got a little bit of a crush on her.
Looking forward to the next hour.
I got to tell you, it is so disturbing that you either have to immediately burst out in tears or laughter. Those are your two options.
And or not watch.
We choose laughter.
Bean sent me the link. Here's the lady with her face ripped off by a monkey. I was like, you know what? I have a choice here. I'm choosing not to click on that.
What?
I have no desire to see a woman who's had her face ripped off. I
wanted to see what the result of all the months of surgery in the last 8 months has been. I wanted to see what she had to work with
now. Sure,
it
turned out great. I'm sure she looks beautiful.
I clicked on that.
I heard she's going to be a supermodel now. And I knew that's how it would end up.
How do you not just want to see just for a split second and then move on?
Sounds horrible and tragic to me.
Is this right after or... has this been
sure,
a
hard
year?
To tell.
You can't tell.
No desire.
Here's what I'll tell you. Shouldn't be doing interviews yet. or maybe ever.
Oh.
See, there you go. That's why I opted not to look.
Time for
She's out there spreading the message, don't have monkeys as pets, though. So maybe some good will come of this.
Once again, I knew that before I clicked on that. I already had absorbed that lesson.
And by spreading the message, you mean they put subtitles up.
Well, yeah, because
you
can't
understand what she's saying. Because her face was ripped off.
She doesn't have a mouth anymore.
Everything that you're saying, I knew without having to look at the actual clip itself.
Well, you're a better man than I.
But Bean likes to wallow around in other people's misery. So
sure.
He probably just pulled it up
like a
Snuggie. He just put his arms through it and got on the couch and said, oh, look at this woman without a face who can't speak.
Not only not only is that wrong, I didn't even watch the interview. But I was curious to see how she looked after the surgery. That's when I thought my coworkers might be as well, because it was a story we all follow.
Are you getting her picture framed to put on the wall?
Of course he is.
Yes, I am.
Nude.
Yes, I am.
Nude with a rat that's got the plague on her shoulder.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Thursday. What's going on?
Finally, we have the plot of the Monopoly movie.
Oh, that's good news.
This sounds... You know what? I know I mocked initially when they announced they were making a big-budget, big-screen version of the board game Monopoly. I know I made fun of that concept.
Right.
Now I take it all back. Now I apologize, now that I know what the plot is.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
All right.
Apparently, the plot involves a lovable loser who's crazy about Monopoly, who falls asleep... and wakes up inside Monopoly City and realizes soon afterwards he's going to have to play the game to win for real.
I better start buying hotels.
Now I'm on board. I didn't know he woke up in Monopoly City.
The end is near.
Apparently a pewter sports car will pull up and he's going to have to jump inside of it and he'll drive around to the different hotels. And Rich Uncle Pennybags will be all the different characters in Monopoly City. So he'll be like the maitre d' at the restaurant, and then he'll be like a horse and buggy driver, and then he'll be the doorman at the hotel. And everywhere you go, you'll see Rich Uncle Pennybags.
You're right. It sounds good.
Now I am on board. If they can just get Jim Carrey to play Rich Uncle Pennybags.
And I'm sure they will.
And get Adam Sandler to be the lovable loser who wakes up Monopoly City, then... my dreams will be complete.
Yeah.
F this movie, F these people, F. F, F, F.
The end is near.
Just when I think life isn't worth living, I find out about the stripper mobile.
What?
Heard about this? Heard about the stripper mobile?
No.
Big hullabaloo in Vegas.
Why?
Big brouhaha in Las Vegas. Apparently, Larry Beard, who owns the Deja Vu and Little Darling strip clubs in Vegas, has a unique and novel new publicity-generating technique.
Okay.
He's got a flatbed trailer truck that he has built a large plexiglass cube onto the back of.
I like it already.
It has a stripper pole inside with three girls inside the plexiglass cube. And he drives around Las Vegas, and the girls put on a pole dancing show on the back of the truck while they're driving around Las Vegas.
Well, all right.
And he's getting a reward for that?
No, he is not.
What?
Key to the city? He is not.
What?
He is getting static from the Clark County Commissioner's Office. They are worried that the slutty billboard will cause accidents driving around the freeway. People will be watching the girls work the pole rather than watch the road that's in front of them.
Why are you bad,
Let's
America?
Work the pole.
Have they seen any of the, I don't know, 1,000 billboards that are up featuring a lot of those women?
They think this takes it to another level.
It does. Congratulations to him.
And that the nearly nude ladies behind plexiglass could be a public concern.
I would try to pull up alongside and throw dollar bills. I know that. So that might be a problem.
The stripper mobile people have promised they'll only drive around after 10 p.m. when traffic is lighter.
Okay.
And Clark County commissioners are meeting on whether to allow them to continue with their advertising vehicle or not. But apparently, what you do is you follow the girls in the truck, and it takes you back to the strip clubs that the guy owns.
That's funny.
And he said business has gone through the roof. Since,
my crotch really, really loves it.
Since people have been following around, because once you see the girls, you don't want to stop seeing them, so you just get behind them and you follow that truck, and eventually it ends up back at Deja Vu or the Little Darling
Show. Sounds like a pretty good marketing plan.
Sure
I think
does.
We need to talk to Larry and give him a hearty hand clasp and a pat on the back, because he did a good job.
I hate to agree with the man. But it sounds like a traffic disaster.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Wow. I'm just saying it does.
Shut up, man. Saying, are you homosexual?
Oh,
I'm just
God.
Saying all of a sudden you got 40 God cars following the stripper mobile.
Shut up, man. Are you homosexual?
Why don't
just
you
seems
just
like you're asking for trouble.
Just star in the Monopoly movie and just be done with it. Just be all the things I hate in one.
Queer.
Queer.
Oh. Hey, check out that flaming queen.
Wow.
You're also a blood pirate.
You are a douche of mythic proportions.
I'm just saying. I'm,
you're
like, I'm
just
not saying
doing
I don't appreciate
to be argumentative.
This. No, I'm not saying I don't appreciate the strippers. I love the idea of it, but I'm saying in the real world, realistically, yeah, I think it's going to cause some real traffic problems.
I just want to know something. Exactly how queer are you?
Okay.
Whew. Wow. Bad news for Dollhouse fans. Fox has finally pulled the plug on its low-rated series Dollhouse.
I liked it.
Did you?
I did.
All right. Well, there's both of you. Canal can watch it on when it comes out on DVD.
Plenty of eye candy when there wasn't anything else engaging.
Sure. Sound down, I guess, so you could enjoy Dollhouse.
That was an interesting story.
I like it. Kelsey Grammer's new series, Hank, apparently also.
Wow.
Say bye-bye.
Yeah.
Show had only aired 5 times, but ABC has announced they have no immediate plans to run the remaining 5 episodes that they have in the can, so...
That's a shame. Sure, I mean, I didn't see Hank. I know he got. I think he got a real raw deal with that Back to You being canceled last year. That show had some real potential.
All right.
Yeah. All right. I felt so
TV's
bad.
TV's tough.
A buddy of mine is on Hank.
Oh.
Man. And I was talking to him today. I was like, so what's up? Are you working? And then Gona's like, yeah, I'm a regular on Hank. Kelsey Grammer. I was like, oh. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to catch that yet. I'll tune in and watch Hank.
You're why your friend got, is getting
caught. I am. I'm the reason.
You're the guy.
I watch everything, but I haven't caught an episode of Hank. Today's celebrity birthday is broadcaster Al Michaels is 65 years old today. Speaking of broadcasting, you know, tonight is the first NFL game on the NFL Network.
Ah.
Starting in November, they have Thursday Night Football. So we got Thursday Night Football for the next couple weeks. It's very exciting. It is
bangs that one through.
Bears versus 49ers. Tonight.
All right.
Two mediocre teams battling for mediocrity. Neil Young is 64 years old today. Megan Mullally from Will and Grace is 51. Ryan Gosling celebrates his 29th birthday. And Anne Hathaway, the princess from The Princess Diaries, also 99 from Get Smart. And Rachel's getting married's sister.
That's true.
Who has a lot of problems. She's 27. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I'm just saying, anytime you're having a conversation off the air that's delicate in nature to begin with, don't bring Omar in on it. He doesn't clean it up.
He doesn't help.
He doesn't sanitize it for my protection. Come on, O.
All right, here's the thing. We can't talk a lot about going number two. It's against the rules. So we don't need any details.
Right.
We don't need to know how it works, how
we
it
all
happens.
Do
nothing.
It. We know.
Okay. But the topic is, you can only do that at home. You cannot do that at work. And this came up when we took a What It Do call, I believe it was earlier this
yesterday.
Week. Yesterday. Mm-hmm. And this is the girl.
So the other day I go on a date with Sky, right? And it's our first date. And we go eat, and he starts getting a little antsy, and he says, isn't it funny how you can never poop anywhere but home?
Now, first of all, that is great conversation for a first date.
Isn't it funny?
You ever notice how that guy is smooth? Is that where it ends? Nope.
And he's like, I think I'm going to have to stop by my house.
And he made you sit in the car while he went into the house?
Yeah, and I was like, oh my goodness, is he serious?
30 minutes later.
Yeah, he was really
30
serious.
Minutes. Oh my God.
Left her in the car.
He read a magazine.
30 minutes later.
Oh, he was in there.
And she might have taken care of some other business while he was in there, too. Maybe he was planning ahead to the end of the date night.
I would like to suggest that if a guy leaves you in his car for, say, 25 minutes, go home.
That's kind of the cutoff.
You don't need to
call a taxi.
Cutoff is way before that, but.
Now, Lisa, I don't know. I know you don't know anything about this guy. You don't know anything about this girl other than what we heard on the call yesterday. But two strikes already. A, if he's talking about poop on the date, and B, if he leaves you in the car while he stops at home to do it, right?
Yeah.
First date.
I'm out. I am. And by the way, how inconvenient is it to be with someone that has to go home to do that? I mean, you could be at some great party or a concert or whatever, and he's got to go,
right.
So you got to go.
But they haven't played my favorite song yet. Oh, well.
So, I don't think so.
Here's the weird thing about it is that, you know, for most people, they would prefer that. But
sometimes.
Right. That's all.
You might be uncomfortable. So but we just have to do that.
We were talking about this yesterday, and Omar piped up that his brother is just like this.
Yep, absolutely. We go to Vegas, doesn't poop. Go to Glamis, doesn't poop.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Now, what if he goes away for a week?
I think he doesn't go away for a week.
He'll go to Vegas for a weekend?
Yeah, for a weekend, yeah. Won't poop.
He'll hang on to it. Yeah, I guess the book is wrong.
Children's book is false. All right, well, we've got Eric on the phone. Yeah, Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
Hello. Hey, Eric.
This is the famous Eric we're talking to, Omar's brother. Now, is your brother telling the truth here? You just hold it wherever you go and wait till you get home?
Yeah, pretty much.
What?
How? Why? But let's say it's Friday and you go to Vegas, and then you go, wow, it's Friday night and I'm staying till Sunday. What do I do?
If it's like really super bad, I've gone once in Vegas. I remember.
One time.
Wow. I mean, is this like a panic attack kind of thing? Like you break into a sweat and stuff if you have to use a bathroom that's not yours?
No, not at all. It's I'm not like a germaphobe or anything. I think it's more like a comfort thing.
Well, yeah,
but I mean,
there's comfort, and then there's I have to wait two more days, which seems super uncomfortable.
Dude, I've seen your toilet at home. It's not that comfortable, bro.
Yeah, my toilet is pretty comfortable, man.
Let me ask you this, Yarek. What is it you're afraid will happen if on Saturday night, after you've been in Vegas for 24 hours, you decide to go ahead and use the toilet in the hotel room there? You're by yourself. You don't have to worry about other people being offended or involved. You're in your room. It's private. What is the worst thing that can happen to you?
I can answer that. He can destroy that room. Is that the problem?
I think it's more of a comfort thing.
Here's my question. Let me put it another way then. What's uncomfortable about going in a private hotel room when you're there by yourself and you've got time and there's no external pressure or people? What makes that uncomfortable for you?
I don't know. This is not my toilet, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask that a different way then. What's more uncomfortable? Going there in your room, in a hotel room, or waiting for 3 days? How is that more comfortable?
Well, luckily I haven't had that problem where like I had to go right when I got to Vegas. So,
but you chow down on buffets like Friday night. That's what everybody does. You go to buffets Friday night, Saturday morning for breakfast.
You
not have to poop by Saturday night.
You eat a lot.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big guy.
Wow. All right, let me ask you this, Dad. I have heard reports of people who are more in the germ area, and you said that's not your thing, but they do travel with toilet seats. Is that something you could consider? Is like bringing your own toilet seat or something with you?
No, I don't get the problem. Because, I mean, my brother is a pretty neat, clean guy, and I never go to his house.
So it's not a okay. So it's not
so okay. So when you is it true you've never traveled for a week?
Actually, I have. I've gone to New Mexico a few years ago.
Right. Okay, and so there you had to.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay,
and you just hate
you
hate
you.
Hey, don't say obviously like we should know that. Dude. Oh, hey,
we thought maybe you flew home on the Wednesday, took care of business, and got back on the flight. All right, so you'll do it if you have to, but it sounds like, yeah, Eric, it goes far beyond just a preference. It sounds like it's essential for you to wait till you get home, if at all possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is so odd.
All right, thanks for coming on the show, yeah.
All right.
Yes. Take care, yeah.
Everything's going to be okay, all right?
That's, of course, a reference to Omar and Eric's awesome movie, Cucamonga Heat, which you can find at kevinandbee.com. All right, so are we looking for more people who are like, yeah, Eric, and find out how they live their life, planning around where they could use the bathroom?
Yeah, because that doesn't seem possible all the time. I mean, sometimes, of course, but it seems like it would really be an imposition.
Yeah.
And especially on a first date. If I could give some guys some advice, maybe not on a first date. Don't open her up to that till, say, date two.
It does sound like it goes far beyond, for some people, just a preference and gets into what, to me, sounds like a little bit of an OCD area.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Definitely.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. We don't need any of the details, but we would like to know how you arrange your schedule in your life around the fact that you could only do it there. We'll take your call.
Look, I got to go. 16 minutes round trip.
You know, Finch, it's senior year. I mean, don't you think it's time you learn how to take a dump at school?
When was the last time you looked at the facilities in the school?
Yeah, American Pie.
That's the topic on the table. You can only poop at home, apparently, based on the fact that the phone lines are jammed. Apparently, it's a fairly common problem. Brad from Minnesota writes in, I went on a cruise, guys, 10 days. I only went twice. I was so uncomfortable. I really wanted to go. I just couldn't. Judah writes in, two things. Hey, it's called anal retentive for a reason. Educated guess? Yeah, Eric was probably molested as a child. Okay, well. I don't think we have time to get into that, but we are talking about people who have to arrange their whole lives around getting home for number two. That's the topic.
Yeah, and again, no details, please. Just arranging your life fascinates us. Let's begin with Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
You've been like this for 8 years?
For 8 years, it's been so bad. My boyfriend's parents thought for about 3 years that there was something wrong with me because every time I was at their house, I would never use the restroom for anything.
Did they? Well, there is something wrong with you.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Did you like in the middle of dinner sometime go, I'll be right back?
Yeah. Well, at work, you know, sometimes I'm just like, there's an emergency. I have to go home. Or sometimes I'm really uncomfortable and I can't concentrate on anything and. I just really need to get home. Like, I can't go anywhere.
Have you...
Tiffany, what do you think... What do you think it's about?
I like to think I just have stage fright.
Stage fright?
Oh, okay, but in your
bathroom at work? Come on, Tiffany!
Are you afraid someone will come in and hear you?
I think so. Like, sometimes... I have to be at my house. Like, I get so scared.
Okay, but what about when we were talking to Omar's brother and we brought up the scenario of being in your own hotel room, like in his case in Las Vegas, there's nobody who's going to come in, nobody can hear you, nobody can see you, it's private, it's just like being at home. Would that work for you?
I've actually done that a couple times and I've thrown on like a shower or like and the faucet at the same time. I think a lot of it has to do with noise.
Oh, it's a noise now. Oh, I got
like,
you.
Well, that's always.
With like other stuff, like I can't go anywhere. And I get
you must be really loud.
No.
What are you eating?
She's got a megaphone for an ass. Right.
She is the Punisher. That's who Tiffany is. All right. Let's talk to Louisa, please, on line 8 and find out what he or she has to say. Louisa, welcome to the Kevin DeBead Show. It sounds like you got it pretty bad, too.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
It's funny to me that it's all girls so far. You've had this your whole life. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, all my life. I just can't go anywhere but home or my best friend's house. I just feel dirty if I do.
So and
is it a germ thing?
I don't know. I don't know. My mom says that dad was the same way, and if I absolutely have to go somewhere, I'll cry.
Are you kidding?
Yes, I'll start to cry because I need it. I feel like there's a layer of dirt on me, and I can't stand that.
That might.
I just feel defeated if I have to put my dirty clothes back on.
Wow.
She has to burn her outfit after she uses a restroom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my boyfriend hates it. He says that I'm going to get a poop bag when I'm older.
Oh, you should get one now.
I think you need a little therapy.
Hey, best case scenario is a colostomy bag. You should totally get one. That solves all of your problems.
That's what he tells me. He hates that.
And it's sexy.
If I'm at home and he passes by the door, I'll just get stage fright and walk away and I'll stop doing what I'm doing. Yeah, he hates it.
All right. You're the best. Thank you.
We got issues.
That is extreme.
Let me tell you what's crazy. We don't have much time, but look at the calls. There's everybody, and it's super serious for some of these people, too.
We have to talk to Jim, I insist, because Jim has a great story. Jim?
Good morning.
You dated a girl for 3 years. It was like this.
Yes.
And how did you guys handle your schedule and being out to dinner or, you know, going on vacation or whatever?
Well, at first you just barely notice it, but then after dating for a few months, going away for the weekend, you would notice that she's not going to the bathroom at all. Come to find out when we were back in town, not out of town together, that she and her whole family had this whole issue. They actually...
All of them are the same.
Yes. Okay. They could only, I guess it was raised as a child, you know, from children, that they would only go at home.
Right.
And you would be out at family events, Thanksgiving or whatever, and you would hear one of them say something about going home. You would notice that person would leave the Thanksgiving dinner for a half an hour. Going to their home.
So they had code words.
Exactly. It became a joke, you know. Oh, I've got to go home. Even if we're at home.
Hey, everybody, a dark storm is brewing. Okay. See you in a half hour.
The white crow flies at midnight. That's awesome.
I'm experiencing a brownout. I wish that was our problem here at the radio station. I wish anyone felt like that here.
Especially we're lucky if people hit the bowl, right? I mean,
it's like a chocolate hurricane around this place. If more people could act like this, it would make our life much better.
What is the monkey doing? Tell me what the monkey is doing.
They ripped their face off.
Okay, that was a bad deal right there when the chimpanzee ripped the woman's face off. It wasn't even, if I recall correctly for the story, it wasn't her chimpanzee. She was at a friend's house. It was the friend's chimpanzee that killed her, tried to kill her.
Should have. I think she said it was her best friend. Mm-hmm. The owner's best friend is who the monkey attacked.
Right, exactly. So obviously that was a terrible deal for her. They ended up putting the chimp down. The woman just had her whole face ripped off. And we haven't heard much from her in the last few months. Well, yesterday was her coming out party. I think she's running for Miss Illinois. And she appeared on the Oprah show. So this was the unveiling of the woman who had had her face ripped off by chimp. And we've had a lot of discussion off air about this today. Ralph, for instance. No interest in seeing the story. Feels bad for the lady. Tragic story. Don't want to see it. Don't want to digest it. Don't want to live in it. I am fascinated to see how a woman like this survives an attack like that and what the rest of her life is going to be like.
It is super depressing, though. I mean, it is a bummer.
It really
is. Because she doesn't look like she's 75% of the way back. Nor will she ever, I think.
No. So, she's about 5% of the way back.
And when you're watching, you either have to, and you know what kind of a person you are, you either have to cry or laugh. You can't just look at it and go,
No.
Cry or laugh.
Definitely not.
I choose laugh.
Yeah.
I get that, but I also think that so many people that you see on the news, whether they do something heroic or they do something stupid or they're in a situation that you can't imagine putting yourself into, you have to try to think, what would I do if that were me? Mm-hmm. So if you woke up today and you were this woman, what would your life be like and how would you handle it?
I would beg for sweet death. I honestly would not want to live.
I wonder how much pain she's in all the time. I mean, she can't see.
Well, this is how Oprah described what happened to her first.
In February, at this rural property in Stamford, Connecticut, Charla Nash was viciously mauled by a chimpanzee. The ferocious ape broke most of the bones in her face, ripped off her nose, her lips, her eyes, and hands. Her days began at 6 in the morning when a doctor and nurse change and clean the bandages that wrap her head, which protect a large area of her scalp that is missing. After that attack, doctors were able to rebuild Charla's tongue and create a small hole which allows her to eat and drink through a straw.
All right, now, that doesn't sound like a very good quality of life.
Right. I mean, there's being blind, there's being deaf, there's not having hands. There's all these things that people deal with and deal with heroically and manage to have good lives. But when you have all of that.
Yeah.
By the way, if you saw.
I'm checking right the hell out. I'll tell you that.
If you saw the Oprah show yesterday and you have some comments, if you want to talk about it, give us a call. 1-800-520-1067. Well, I think everybody has a line at which below the quality of life they would choose not to live. I mean, a lot of people, you know, when Christopher Reeve was in the news, when he was paralyzed from the neck down, a lot of people said, well, that's it. I'm out. I don't, you know, I wouldn't want that to be my life. But there are lots of people who live as quadriplegics and would tell you, yeah, they'd prefer that they could move. But it doesn't mean there isn't joy in their life. They don't still have a relationship with their family and they can't still enjoy things.
Right.
But Christopher Reeve,
I don't know where
everybody's
line is
compared to this woman. I mean, honestly.
Well, this woman can, I mean, she can talk, she can hear, she can walk. I mean, there are some things she can do that there are a lot of people out there who can't do.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I guess, until you're in her shoes, you really don't know.
And although she looks like the Elephant Man, I mean, she really looks about as bad as a living person could look. She doesn't see that, remember, because she doesn't have eyes
reactions anymore.
Right. She doesn't have eyes anymore.
Being sent the picture, I'll just tell you how gross it is. And I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was just being funny. Because no one could look that bad. That had to be photoshopped or something.
I don't usually look at those. Like, you know, you hear about terrible birth defects or whatever. I never look at those pictures.
Yeah, because they're a bummer.
For some reason, this one, wanted to see what they could do with her.
And
not a lot.
Were you impressed? Okay, so Oprah interviews her on her show. And Oprah, I don't know if you've watched the show lately. I'm not a big fan. My wife is a big fan. But she tends to repeat things at least two or three times. Mm. That's her deal. And so she's interviewing the woman, and she's asking her about her daily life.
Get out of bed some days?
Yeah, if I don't feel good, I still push myself to walk during the day. Mm. Yeah.
You still push yourself to walk every day?
He says I don't feel good.
Even if you don't feel good?
Uh-huh.
All right, then.
Good
That's
interview
a lot of
technique,
repeating.
Oprah. Oprah does like a 30-minute show, but she doubles it because she just repeats what people are saying. And by the way, not only was she repeating what the woman was saying because it was kind of hard to understand her, but it was also subtitled.
Wow. Okay. But we were going to miss that.
Taken care of on pretty much every
level.
You
know, I admire her. I mean, God bless her. I don't know that I would have her fortitude. That's impressive.
Well, I bet that's part of why Oprah wanted to do this interview. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm giving her too much credit. I'm sure the most of the reason she wanted to do it is because this is the first interview with the woman who had her face ripped off by Chip. And she feels like there's probably some ratings and publicity in that. And I understand that. But I think her thing is let's look for the positives.
Right.
And I bet that this woman yesterday that people watched had to inspire people to go, what am I complaining about with my life?
Absolutely.
When this woman gets up every day and manages to survive?
I'll tell you who she should have inspired is Oprah to walk. This woman gets up at 6 a.m. and walks whether she feels like it or not. And Fat Oprah is just sitting there going, wow, I admire you. I wouldn't do that. Let's talk to Christina, who apparently saw the show. Hey, Christina.
Okay.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Morning.
Because she inspired me. I swear to God, I'm driving to the gym right now. God honest truth, because of her.
Because of her, you're driving to the gym.
I understand
she
that.
She says she gets up every single day, no matter how she feels, to walk. And I'm like, and I can't get my butt up to go to the gym? No excuse.
All right, let me ask you this question, because this is the conversation we were having off air today. God forbid, Christina, you're the next victim of the next chimp. Do you want to live if your life is this woman's life?
I agree. When I watched it, I was like, I wouldn't want to live. But after watching it, she was actually absolutely inspirational. She has a 17-year-old daughter who comes to see her, and she, after seeing it, I mean, I felt the same thing. God, how could you live like that? But man, she was so. She doesn't feel sorry for herself. She just wants people to like remember she's the same person inside. So I she really changed the way I felt.
She
when
is
I first started
so
to watch it.
Much of a better person than I am.
Yeah, me too.
Really, hey, just.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't see the show, Christina. Did they say what she got to be taking? I mean, is she getting some sort of a payout from the woman or the insurance company or somebody? Who's paying for all this care?
They didn't say that, but they said she's suing the owner of the gym for $50 million.
Which was her best friend, right, if I recall correctly?
They didn't say it was her best friend. It wasn't her friend. The lady said she was scared of the chimp.
Right.
That she didn't. She only took care of it like twice, and she was always terrified of it. That's what she said.
Oh, I see.
But they're not friends anymore, apparently.
I'm guessing not.
Well, I doubt her friend has $50 million anyway.
I know.
Yeah, but, I mean, she does. By the way, a lot of times people will sue for way too much. $50 million, not enough for what they did to this woman.
No.
She'll need care forever, right?
She has no hands. She has one thumb, opposable thumb that they were able to attach, but that was it.
Wow.
She has no lips, no nose, no eyes. I mean, she has nothing.
Wow.
But having said all that, she's pretty hot, right?
Wow. No. Wow.
What's wrong with you?
Ugly. Ugly. Let's go to Tiffany. I think she's got a unique perspective. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi. I watched it yesterday. I never watched Oprah, but my cousin was over and she started watching it. I started hearing the story, and like at first I was like, she probably just has a major scar on her face. So I kind of giggled at the story. And then I came back, and it happened to be when she was unveiling her face, and I felt really bad because, like, she has no eyes, she has no lips. Like,
right. It's
horrible. And then, like, I think the reason why she may be so positive because she can't see herself in the mirror and, like, she can't touch her face because she has, like,
right. No
hands.
That's a blessing. The fact that she has no eyes actually helps.
You're right.
Yeah, I think that's why she's so positive. But it's so sad that, like, I feel bad. Like, if I was in that position, I would want to die. But she had a daughter that's going to college, and her daughter's, like that's probably, like, the only thing that's actually keeping her alive.
Wow. And I was thinking the same thing when the last caller mentioned that, Kevin, you're in that woman's situation. Do you really want to die if you're not going to experience your kids growing up?
Kids make all the difference.
Yeah,
in the world.
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
Wow. So you're saying she's only positive because she can't see herself?
I don't think that's the only reason, but I think it helps that she can't see or she can't feel her face because she doesn't know what's going on. Like
yeah.
She doesn't know what her face. Like she even said on the show because the doctor said that she couldn't see.
Right.
And then she even said herself, like, I could see. The doctors don't know anything. And then she went to the eye doctor, and the eye doctor said, well, it's going to be kind of hard if you're going to see if you have no eyes. And then, like, she doesn't know the severity of her injuries. Like,
oh.
She just recently found out that she lost her eyes because she had an infection, and she thought her sight was going to come back. So just very recently she found out that she's not going to be able to see.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
it's sad.
So good. Well, at least I know what my Halloween costume is going to be next year. Now that I've seen it, I'm all set. Here's a warning for the gay guys out there. Your queen, Kathy Griffin, joins us next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show as our very special guest. So stick around for Miss Griffin. We love her. She's on the way right now. Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Thursday. What's happening?
This Carrie Prejean, she's a piece of work.
Yeah.
She's going everywhere she can now, talking about this sex tape. And how she just made it once, and it was the biggest mistake of her life. And she was sending it to a boyfriend that she knew and loved, and it was an intimate thing between the two of them.
Long term.
And everyone's making this is further persecution for her political point of view. And here's the truth. Harvey Levin from TMZ had a long phone conversation with this dude she sent the video to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
Wasn't her boyfriend in any long-term situation. They had met via MySpace.
Okay.
Started having a phone and video sex together.
Before they met?
Yeah.
Okay.
Met once for 4 days in San Diego.
Okay.
Where he got a hotel room and they knocked it out for 4 days.
Yeah!
She was Miss San Diego, by the way, when this was going on. She was about 19, 20 years old.
Okay. Yeah.
Then she calls him recently and wants him to lie to people about the videotape.
To cover her tracks, to say there was a real relationship.
To say she was underage,
underage.
When she made the video.
And that would make it illegal for anyone to show it, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. Here's a little excerpt of Harvey Levin from TMZ.com's conversation with the guy who was the recipient of this solo sex tape from Carrie Prejean.
Yeah, I got a call from Carrie, basically screaming at me, asking me why did I do this? And then she basically, at that point, said, will you tell him I was 17?
How did you respond when she said, will you say I was 17?
I said, hell no, I won't.
So right? He's asking her to lie. She was asking him to lie, basically, and he said no. He said, by the way, this is one of about 15 or 20 videos that she sent. He said he would call, she would call him on the cell phone. talk dirty to him, right. then hang up, take the cell phone, film
right.
a masturbation scene, send that off to him, then call him back on the cell phone to get his reaction.
Wow.
He said she is the biggest attention whore
you've
ever
met. Date her.
I would too.
I didn't like her before, but now I'm very deeply in love with her, and yeah. I think she's a great woman.
If she would just cop to who she is. He says in the conversation.
That's the problem.
He says she should say, look, I'm hot. I like to party. I like to have a good time. But he said, but this whole holier-than-thou religious right-wing conservative thing, he said, it's just a big front.
But at the very
least. She'd be fronting.
At the very least, she should say, that's who I was. Now I've had a change of heart. Yeah. But she doesn't say any of those things.
In her book, she says that she was affected by a culture of pornography that America has now. It's so submissive.
Oh, it's not her fault.
That women are, young women are being brainwashed, Lisa, sure. because they're inundated with sexual images all
so
the
she
time.
Didn't
That's
have a
why
choice.
All of them have to do that all the time.
Her body's a temple now.
Mm. So she goes into a beauty pageant, by the way, to become Miss USA. That's how she's getting away from the women spending too much time thinking about their bodies.
That's right. You don't want to focus on your superficial looks. It only gets you so far.
And getting a boob job, too, by the way.
Yeah. She needs
this a... should not happen in America.
Well, she needs too a head, Barry. She needs a headbutt.
Something. She needs a face full of ass is what she needs.
Who should, who's probably...
She needs a monkey. That's what she needs. She needs a monkey on her face.
Who's yep. probably more upset than anyone are women conservatives. They're like, would you shut the F up?
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
making
Initially,
us all
they were like, yeah, this is... Okay, now, all right, that's good. No, ooh, okay, now be quiet.
You're making everyone look bad.
Yeah. It's a slippery slope.
You know, she says that, I think she says in the book, or maybe it's in the interviews, that Sarah Palin called her, and like they totally bonded with the sisterhood of being oppressed by the man and the media.
Sweet. I'd like to see that video. Her and Sarah Palin together. That's a video awesome. I'd like to see. Congratulations to Office Space star Ron Livingston and his girlfriend of 3 years, Rose Marie DeWitt. They are married. They got married November the 2nd in San Francisco, according to People magazine. You may or may not know that the two of them starred in a short-lived series on Fox that I liked a lot called Standoff, where they played FBI negotiators, hostage negotiators.
Hmm,
you remember that show?
No. Yeah. Was it recent? It was.
Yeah, it was. And they were real good on it.
I remember that it existed.
Rose Marie also was, of course, in Rachel Getting Married, but the two of them are happily married now, so congratulations.
Did he say, yeah, I'm going to need you to marry me?
I wonder if Gary Cole was invited. That'd be awesome.
I thought I had like a 50-50 chance of being the guy.
Different guy.
Ron Livingston was the lead
was
in that.
The lead.
Gary Cole, the guy you don't know who his name is, was his boss.
I knew it was 50-50, yeah. So I thought he'd take a shot.
He married them, though. He got a license. Yeah, I'm going to need the rings. That'd be great.
That would be great.
Tony Romo has a new girlfriend. Someone put Jessica Simpson on suicide watch.
Uh-oh.
Or ho-ho watch. Oreo watch, whatever you have to keep her from stuffing in her face. Apparently, he's been dating this broadcaster, Candace Crawford. And he's so serious
Sounds
with her.
Hot.
She is hot. She's moved into Tony's house. Oh, Jessica's just going to lose
wow.
it. She is going to lose her jeans over this.
Did she ever move into his house?
I don't believe they ever lived together. No. So, yeah.
But she's Jessica Simpson. She has to know that.
Jessica Simpson's hoping a coyote runs away with Candace Crawford right now. That's what she's hoping for. And congratulations to Judge Joseph Wapner. Remember Judge Wapner?
Yes. Of course.
Sure.
Yeah.
People's Court.
He is receiving his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today, Judge Wapner is.
Oh, that's nice.
He was on People's Court from 1981 to 1993.
Nice. Yeah, he's pretty good, I guess.
You're goddamn right he is.
In that time, he presided over 2,484 cases.
How many of them important?
None. But Rusty the Bailiff was by his side.
Oh, Rusty.
Doug Llewellyn was waiting in the outside to interview them in the hallway. How do you feel about the verdict? If I wanted good, if I didn't bad. Yeah. Stop asking me that, Doug. So congratulations to Judge Wapner.
And didn't Harvey Levin take over the Doug Llewellyn role on People's Court?
Yeah. Harvey is the current reporter on
He loves it, too.
Harvey rips because he'll interview, then he'll give you legal insight. You know, he'll give you, like, a lawyer's opinion. It's awesome.
Does he say, guys? Does he say that?
Don't you want to hear about Lon Chaney's aunt?
Today's celebrity birthdays, sportscaster Al Michaels from Sunday Night Football.
Yes.
Sunday night, right. He used to be on Monday night. Now he's on Sunday night. 65 years old today. And singer Neil Young is 64. Megan Mullally from Will and Grace is 51. Ryan Gosling, very talented actor, is 29. And Anne Hathaway celebrates her 27th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Kathy Griffin in minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. A lot of people say, Kevin and Bean, you guys have been on the air for a long time, but I've checked out your show and it's not entertaining. How do you stay on the air? What's the secret? And I'm telling you, the answer is great guests. Listen to this. Tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show, our friend Adam Carolla is going to be here with The Week in Rage. Dr. Drew is going to be here talking about sex rehab. Come on.
Fantastic.
Ralph Beer, because of the movie beat, because it's Friday. Tony Hawk on the program tomorrow.
All right.
Who we love. One of our all-time favorites. All of that tomorrow, less than 24 hours from right now, on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Won't you be here, please?
Next Tuesday, them crooked vultures, by the way.
What?
How about that? All right. Let's talk about, was it 1984 when Hulk Hogan decided to try out for Metallica?
I think it is unclear the date. One of the times that Metallica was looking for a bass player, they've had a little bit of a revolving talent in that position. Hulk Hogan decided that he would be willing to give up the belt. He would leave wrestling behind if he could fulfill his rock and roll dreams of playing in the band Metallica.
Isn't that funny that, you know, he was wildly successful, but guys pretty much
but
universally.
Being in a band, come on, it's so much cooler.
It does seem like the ultimate gig ever.
Plus, you don't have to work out all the time, get hurt.
There is that, yeah. Sure.
There's conflicting stories coming out when you do research on whether on the Hulk joining the band.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it could have been either the 1983-84-ish time or 86-87.
Okay.
We don't really know.
An opening both times.
Right.
And he decided that he needed to be the bass player for Metallica. That would have been really weird.
Which, by the way, if you really stop and think about it in real terms, even if he were a great bass player, there's no way Metallica's image would have withstood being taken seriously if they hired Hulk freaking Hogan to join the band, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
No,
there's
possible,
no way. Yeah. I mean, honestly, he was a victim of his own success at that point because he was too well known as a wrestler.
You got to remember, this was a band that moved away from Los Angeles because they couldn't take the band's images at the time, the big teased hair and the makeup and the leather. So they're not going to have a WWF wrestler with spandex and a sleeveless shirt showing off his guns.
Well, we were able to find on the internet some clips of him trying out.
Oh, great.
So we figured you might want to hear those.
All right.
This is Hulk Hogan trying out for Metallica on the very popular song Enter Sandman.
Exit light. Enter night. Take my hand. We're off to never, never land, brother.
Well, would have been a very different song, I guess, if Hulk had been involved.
Yeah, maybe he wanted to play bass and sing. Maybe that was his problem.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because they didn't need a singer, right?
Maybe they should have just stuck to the bass playing. But here's the Hulkster trying out for Metallica on one.
Hold my breath as I wish for death. Oh, please, God, help me, brother.
I don't know. It kind of takes me out of the mood of the song.
Well, how could they not take that
in
seriously?
He puts in his own touch.
He does. He Hulkifies it.
He Hulks it. Yeah,
that's probably not a good thing.
So close, no matter how far. Could be much more from the heart. Forever trusting who we are. And nothing else matters, brother.
All right, now I think they should have hired him. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We got Kings of Leon on the way, also Sublime. And Miss Kathy Griffin is furiously pulling into the parking lot. And she'll be joining us here in just a couple minutes as soon as Charles, the security guard, tells us she's here. So stand by for that.
Okay.
Can we go through the complaint call to the Jimmy Dean people again?
Yeah.
This fat dude from Texas. I don't know if you heard it earlier this morning.
Hey, I have a lot of respect for this guy. I'm the guy who writes strongly worded letters when they make changes in the products that I buy at the supermarket. You know that. I respect the fact that this guy took the time to call and give some consumer feedback to the Jimmy Dean Sausage Company.
So what they've done is, because of the economy or whatever, they've lowered the amount of sausage in the package from 16 ounces to 12 ounces. Mm. And that is not okay with this guy.
I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage, but you don't have it anymore. You've got a 12-ounce roll, and you've got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece.
Now, this is an interesting angle, because you'd think he would say, you're ripping us off, or now we have to pay more money, or times are difficult. How do you go right into, we're really fat and need to eat a lot?
And you are denying us our sausage.
Why are you assuming these guys are really fat?
What are you talking about?
Lots of people are over 200 pounds that aren't fat.
Oh, come
on. Lots of people.
No, I mean, he's...
But Bean brings up a good point.
Whole families?
They're big
three
dudes.
Boys. They're all over 200 pounds. And I'm sure they're all in fabulous shape.
Let's say they're all 6'5".
Listen to this guy. Yeah. You can hear the fat.
He needs a sausage.
And you've got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece.
Now, see, he's not saying that they don't weigh over 400 pounds apiece as well. He's just saying over 200.
But his complaint is he can't buy a package of Jimmy Dean sausage and just use it for breakfast now. He runs out. Right? That's
right.
His problem is there's not enough sausage in it anymore because they cut it back from 16 to 12 ounces.
And how does that 4 ounces, how does that feed three guys that are 200 pounds? How is that the big
deal
breaker?
Well, that's a good point.
A woman that's a little plump Scotch girl and a daughter who's 13, and you're going to try to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that, it ain't going to work.
Okay. Buy a couple of 12-ouncers.
Can you read my mind? Can you tell what I'm thinking right now? I'm thinking, shut up and get a salad.
And I'm not going to purchase your product anymore or ever again. And as far as your 16-ounce and maple and sage, I don't eat that. I'm not from the North. I'm a Texas man.
So you do have 16 ounces, but it's different flavors.
It's maple and sage, right? He wants no part of
basically,
that.
Basically, he's saying, hey, Jimmy Dean. This is my family,
right?
And this is what we like,
right? Right.
Please make your product to my particular specifications.
What's wrong with him?
Or I'm not going to buy it anymore.
Little 12-ounce damn roll of sausage supposed to feed your brother and me.
Now this is where he doesn't hang up yet, but now he's no longer talking to Jimmy Dean. Now he's talking to a family member in the house about Jimmy Dean.
And you, 600 pounds of men, at least. You get my point?
600 pounds of men at least.
Yeah. Dean.
At least.
A big family.
By the way, I saw 600 pounds of men at the True Blood last night. Very good.
And the two girls, and they put it in that f***ing roll of sausage. Son of a bitch. Somebody needs their ass kicked. Some old consumer geekeroid f*** this up.
Save money.
Yeah, save money. I'm going to eat, damn it.
They are preventing him from eating.
I love that the whole family is gathered around the call just to make sure, hey, let's not leave anything out. Let's not forget any of our salient points for the Jimmy Dean Sausage Company.
What do you think, fat son? Oh, tell him about, what do you think, overweight woman? Tell him that I need to eat. And by the way, again, 4 ounces is what we're talking about. That doesn't seem like...
But I think what he's saying is when you split it up among the three or four people that are eating, it makes the difference between having enough sausage on everybody's plate. And not having enough sausage in everybody's plate.
Right.
I'm with this guy. I'm standing by this guy, and I'm going to write a letter on his behalf.
I'd like to suggest eat less, you fat F. Right.
And Beanie, this is not a guy that buys one package, though, because if you listen to the tape, he said, is this package plus a dozen eggs supposed to be breakfast for
right.
me? So obviously, he's cooking up a heck of a breakfast every morning. When he's going to the store, he's at least buying two or three boxes, or else he'd have to go back every day. I don't see how 4 ounces makes that big of a difference. He's clearly buying numerous boxes.
He doesn't want to have to open up another box.
Because it's too much work?
After opening the first, yes.
It spends a lot of energy.
And then wrap it up for the next day. It's too much work.
This is I love this guy. I really do. Like, hey, we're fat. Don't you think you should be feeding us more?
But my favorite part is that someone doesn't need to change their business protocol. Someone needs to get their ass kicked.
That's right.
He's gonna go down to Jimmy Dean and kick someone's ass.
Poor Jimmy Dean, by the way. He's like 85 at this point.
Oh, is it still a person?
Jimmy Dean, the guy who runs the sausage company.
Okay.
Still does the commercials. He doesn't need this kind of stress. He doesn't have to now be sleeping with one eye open because the Plump family is going to show up at his store and take him out.
Plump family from Texas are going to show up.
Right.
Wow.
Come on. Eat
good
less
times.
Or buy more.
You think, right?
Problem solved.
Seems easy.
A-hole.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. That, of course, is the great Weezer coming back to town. They're on a big tour, don't you know? And it hits the UCI Bren Event Center on January the 11th. Tickets go on sale this Saturday morning at 10. We're going to give away tickets for that. Also, a brand new Weezer Snuggie and a copy of the new CD called Ratitude. It has gotten very hot in here right now because, ladies and gentlemen, not only is the great Rodney Bingenheimer joining us because we're going to play Stump Rodney. And Rodney, of course, is the musical expert who knows everything about Weezer and all rock music. But the beautiful Kathy Griffin is also here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, everybody. Happy Carrie Prejean Day, everybody.
Kathy Griffin.
I think it's so...
Griffin.
It's
right.
Griffin. I think it's weird that you guys are still having a show on Carrie Prejean Day.
I know. It's difficult.
You still have to
holiday,
clock
in? We should be off.
We do.
Yes.
This is officially a gay holiday. So all gay people, just leave the office right now. Everybody go home. Go it's home. Carrie Prejean Day.
All right. Okay.
It's a paid, like a gay snow day.
Right. Gays.
Yeah.
She is absolutely the best, and she has given you material for the rest of the year, I imagine, Kathy, with all the nonsense that she's gotten herself into.
Yeah, you're being inappropriate.
including her appearance on Larry King, where she said that.
Now,
yes, indeed.
I'm not going to discuss that.
I'm sorry to tell you that we're going to have to just wait for a little bit on Carrie Prejean Day, because we're giving away tickets to Weezer. And then we give you plenty
that
of time.
That is crossing two completely different demographics.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
well. I'm not a marketing expert, but I don't think Carrie Prejean will be attending the Weezer show.
That's probably true.
But a lucky winner
right.
will.
That's right, yes.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. You know the Weezer. You love the Weezer. Give us a call. See if you can stump Rodney.
Yeah, wig wham bam.
All right, Rodney on the Rock Show, 106.7 K-Rock.
Kevin
All
and Bean
right.
Show, and
Rodney on the Rock.
We're going to take calls from Weezer
right.
fans, and they're going to stump you with questions about
All
the band.
All right.
Weezer. Okay, now you know everything about Weezer, so if they are just by accident able to stump you to come up with something you don't know, Rodney, they go into the drawing to win the Weezer prize package. Are you ready?
Boomtown Rats.
But we haven't asked any questions yet.
Oh, sorry.
All right, James okay. is on. Hi, James.
Hello.
Hi, Stump Rodney.
All right.
At the opening of Undone the Sweater Song, the girl who's invited to the party that friends don't really want to go, who was she?
Belinda Carlisle. Go-Go's.
Was it Belinda Carlisle of the Go-Go's?
All right.
There was rumor that that was who it was, but it was actually Carly from the fan club.
Okay.
All right. Right.
There you go. All right. So you're in the drawing.
Horribly boring question.
It was.
All right. I think you'll like this one then. Let's try Lizette. She's on line 5 talking about Weezer. Hey, Lizette. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Stump Rodney.
Hi. Good morning. This is my question. What music video director directed 2 music videos for Weezer back to back?
Katrina and the Waves.
Is it Katrina and the Waves?
Lizette.
No, it's Marco Siega.
He was one of the waves.
He wasn't one of the waves.
Sure.
Kathy, is it difficult to sit next to a living legend like this who knows so
it's
much
about... It's exciting because
oh,
I learn a lot of trivia and I feel affirmed the way he keeps saying all right.
All right.
And he's really positive and has a lot of Oprah-like positive energy.
Merv right. is Godhead.
Two in the drawing.
Kathy. I agree.
Merv Griffin.
No, Kathy Griffin.
Nancy Let's try Griffin. A couple more. Christina is on line
She's
6.
She's a folk singer. I'm Kathy Griffin, the comedian.
Right.
All right, Christina, Stump Rodney.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Who replaced Matt in their reunion tour?
Kenny Loggins.
I don't think it wasn't Kenny
right.
Loggins, Rodney.
Was it Kenny?
All right.
It wasn't.
She's doing an impression.
All right.
Who was it?
It was Mickey Mikey Welscher. I don't know if his name is Mickey or Mikey.
Okay.
I think they call him both, but it clearly wasn't Kenny Loggins.
Mickey Dolenz.
All right.
No, he's in the Monkees, Rodney.
All right,
okay.
Monkees.
You hold on.
All right.
Davy
how about,
Jones.
How about one more? How about Desiree on line 8? Rodney, you told us that you knew a lot about the band Weezer. This is one of the groups you're familiar with, right?
All right. The Bangles.
No?
What
no.
are you talking about?
Bands I like.
All right. Desiree, hi.
Hello.
Stump Rodney.
They did a small show right before the Green Album came out, and they played under a different band name. What was the name of that band?
Spandau Ballet.
Was it Spandau right. Ballet?
Close, but no. It was Goat Punishment.
Goat Punishment.
Goat Punishment.
Very close.
See.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar, right, Rodney?
Spandau
you remember that.
Spandau Ballet. Am I right?
No, you're not right. We just told you what the answer was.
No,
all
right.
Yes, it is.
So, all right, 106.7.
All right, listen.
No.
Rodney
James, Lizette, Christina, and Desiree are all in the drawing. Lisa May, who gets to go to see Weezer and win the Weezer Snuggie and a cup of their new
Stevie
CD, Ratatouille?
Little Stevie Forbert.
No, Lizette is our winner.
Lizette. All right, congratulations, Lizette.
Guys, hi.
Hi. And congratulations and enjoy the show.
Thank you. Great birthday present for me. Awesome.
Oh, good.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Okay, happy birthday.
Pretty Politti.
We're not even playing the game anymore.
I love them, Rodney. You are right. Everyone else is wrong. They are fantastic.
Right. Kathy Griffith.
No, Griffin. But thank
Griffin.
Griffin
right. is here. And you're going to stick around for the showbiz as well?
Absolutely.
And I'm sure.
And should I give away tickets to my Gibson shows?
If you'd like to.
Why right. not?
Mel Gibson.
No, no. Oh, I'm going to do shows Thanksgiving weekend right. at the Gibson
Kathy
Theater.
Gibson.
We're going to have to work that out off the air because I'm being told we can't. I don't
it's
know.
It's too hot of a
All
show.
Right. Yeah. Debbie Gibson.
It's no, too no, hot no, of Debbie a show. Gibson is not.
It's too hot of a show.
Here.
All right. We'll take a break. Rodney, you go anywhere else.
All right.
Okay. And then we'll
I
keep
want
Kathy.
To go to there.
You go just someplace, another room, not here. And then we'll keep Kathy. We'll be right back on the Kevin.
Let me tell you about the multimedia sensation that is Miss Kathy Griffin. Of course, she's got the big hit television show, My Life on the D-List. Of course, she's doing stand-up at the Gibson Amphitheater for two big nights, November 27th and 28th at 8:15
wow. Universal. It's going to be like Acoustic Kwanzaa.
It certainly
has
tickets
like
available
my
now through Live
Nation.
Of
Christmas.
Awesome.
And you can also press the flesh with Miss Griffin this coming Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. Her new book is out called Official Book Club Selection. She has written another book, ladies and gentlemen, and she'll be signing it for you at the Barnes & Noble at the Grove in L.A. That's this coming Tuesday night. It doesn't say here, but I'm guessing what?
7
like
p.m.
Around 7
p.m.
o'clock.
Yes, and I like the flesh pressing part.
Yes, you do.
Because
you
you're right. It's, yeah. it's more than a book signing. I'm going to actually pull a train to sell
yes.
books.
So bring
I've
your condoms,
gotta go
boys.
The extra mile.
All right.
Yeah.
My point is Kathy has so much going on. She's such a big star now that the only reason they still refer to her as a D-lister is because she knows Ralph Garman. I mean, that's really the only thing that's dragging
Ralph
her down on her whole resume.
We were just having a discussion about whether or not Ralph did, in fact, tap that.
Yeah. With you?
Yes.
Yeah. You don't remember?
I thought we had,
we
and
hadn't.
He begs to differ.
No. Really?
Mm-mm. All right. And you never tapped Megan Mullally?
No.
Who are you tapping?
Oh, wait a minute. Why? Because you had sex with Megan Mullally?
No, because that's how I met Ralph, through Megan Mullally.
Oh, okay.
And I thought you were tapping Megan.
No.
So you, who were you tapping?
Well, I was over at Acme when you were at Groundlings.
Okay, so you
so
were tapping
I was working
that,
my way
that
through
crowd.
That crowd.
Okay, I was
yeah.
tapping the Groundling
you
crowd.
You were knocking it out with all the Groundlings.
Yeah.
So you guys
yeah.
were just tapping
now
different
Now I'm tapping
groups.
Levi Johnston.
Sure.
So and who did it with Corolla? Which one of you guys did it with Corolla then?
He always
Corolla,
wanted both of us. No, he always talked a big game.
Yeah.
Him and his big eyebrows. Oh, my eyebrows are this big. I mean, is that kind of big?
Yeah.
You
know. Imagine how bushy I am downstairs.
I know. That's not enticing
no,
to us.
No.
You banged Jack Black, right?
Yes. And which I talk about in my New York Times number one bestseller.
What's that called again, that bestseller? Still
Official
Standing?
Book
is that
clubs.
Yours? Still
okay.
Standing? Is that your book?
Still Standing to me is better than the Bible. And I don't care if I alienate listeners. I don't care.
Right, have you read the Carrie Prejean book?
Yes, I have. It's,
you
it's,
have? Okay.
It's about 70 pages.
And about 40 of those are photos.
I am following the Carrie Prejean breaking news. It's a minute-by-minute story, of
it
course.
Is. Yes.
And I especially enjoy her photo. If you haven't seen the cover, I do not want you to buy Still Standing. In fact, I think you should buy my book in protest against
right.
the hypocrisy that is Carrie Prejean. And in fact, by buying my book, you're taking a stand against... you're taking a
hypocrites.
Stance. Hypocrites.
Yes.
And negative energy.
Yes.
And also
okay.
war.
And devil.
And you're pro-gay,
war.
Too.
And the devil.
And it would mean you're pro-gay.
That's right.
And also pro-football.
That's a lot.
And baseball.
Yes.
To buy my book means that you like sports
mm-hmm.
and you like food.
Okay, what is Carrie Prejean, for folks who still don't know the name, is the former Miss California who
yes,
was...
who's still standing, by the way.
She is still standing because she has been through a lot in her life.
Can we please talk about that title? Who told
yeah.
her to name a book? This is a 22-year-old pageant girl who's
yes.
a gorgeous hot blonde who's had obviously the easiest life in the world, and yet her book is called Still Standing.
She yeah. survived Look, it all.
But can
the
you
woman
name
who
one
got her
thing?
Face written off by a chip should write a book called Still
exactly.
Standing. She's earned it.
That's a woman who somehow was still standing.
Carrie right. got through implant surgery. She came through
but
that with flying colors.
I thought the pageant actually paid
they
for
did.
Her.
They did pay
they
for
did.
Her implants.
She didn't
even
have to
did.
Pay for it. But she survived the surgery, though, Kathy.
But
she's still
that's
standing.
That's what I'm saying. She's still standing
Does
after
she
the surgery.
Have to give them back, though?
They would like now her to repay them.
They
yes.
would.
Oh. Yes. The Miss California pageant people who did pay for her boobs would like her to reimburse
and
them.
And what other traumas has she been through?
She was on the Larry King show.
I'll say.
Where Larry was being quite inappropriate.
Oh. Very inappropriate.
I don't know if you, he dared to ask her about her solo sex tape and the impact it may have had on her negotiations.
And I love when she keeps saying about her sex tape. She goes, you can call whatever you want. She said that
right.
on three interviews. And
right.
then poor
she
Larry.
She said it's not a sex tape because she's by herself in it. That's what she claims.
She keeps saying, I like how she thinks that's a selling point. Well, I'm by myself.
There's no one else in it. It's just me. You can call whatever you want.
All right, sex tape with yourself.
No, well, you can call it whatever you want.
Well, whatever you want to call
no
it.
There's no one else there. It's just me.
I mean, if that's what you want to call it.
That's what I'll call it.
I'm just by myself.
Right.
I know, but nobody else is there except me. Okay, I'm fine with
her. Here's a little clip of Larry being wildly inappropriate with her.
Larry, you're being inappropriate. You really are. So I'm
what?
Not going to talk about.
I'm asking a question.
I'm not going to talk about anything that was discussed in mediation. It's completely confidential, and it was a confidential settlement.
All I'm asking. So, all right. So what you're saying is mediation. It was discussed. Why you were mediating,
Larry? It's completely confidential, and you're being inappropriate.
Okay.
Okay.
So all right. You're inappropriate. King Live continues.
Yes.
Detroit. Hello.
And by the way, he's the opposite of inappropriate in every way, Larry.
He's
King.
Too appropriate.
He's way
appropriate. Yeah.
He's never been inappropriate in his life.
He doesn't know how.
It's like Larry said, let me see what you got under that skirt.
That would be inappropriate.
Right.
Are you wearing panties?
Uh-huh.
If so, can I make soup out of them?
Simply roll the tape.
Exactly.
Let's roll the tape.
Let's take a look at you in action. This is you strumming your own banjo.
So then Carrie throws a big tantrum and unhooks her microphone and sits there in the satellite studio, and Larry's trying to talk to her. Larry had already moved on and changed topics, okay?
He took a phone call.
But the phone call was juicy. You got
the phone call
admit,
was
the
awesome.
The phone call was the call that Mrs. Kathy Griffin really wished would have happened because it was one of mine. It was one of my peeps.
Okay.
He was
the
a gay.
Call, and unfortunately, he was a gay, and they were sort of arguing, and then out of the mist, I hear the gay voice. Excuse me, I love pageants, and I think a lot of gay men have probably made you look fabulous, and I'm just wondering how you feel we got married. And by then, she was sort of off and running, but I really did want to hear her answer, because you know that no straight man went anywhere near her when it was time to do her hair and makeup.
That's true.
You
that's
know,
right.
Of course.
That's
right. Southern down low gays that were working around the clock, sewing the sequins, making her look pretty.
So at this point in the phone call, she's already pulled every plug she can find. She's pulled her earpiece out and she's taken her microphone off. But
and she's just by herself, not in the same studio. We don't even know
right,
where
she is.
He's
not in Larry's studio. He's
no.
in a different studio. Okay.
No, she's in a satellite studio. But instead of storming off, she just sits there in front of the camera, sort of looking off stage
but with
at some
disdain.
Handler.
She's with kind disdain. Of, she is serving him pretty hard.
But she didn't storm out. She didn't make an impact.
No, she is looking at some sort of, I assume, Christian publicist.
Right.
And there's a lot of, like, negotiating. And
I think it was a guy on a cross, actually, she was looking at, is what I think. It was a guy in the corner on a cross.
She was doing the white lady version of No, You Didn't.
Yes.
And here's Larry just confused, well, as Larry is wont to be almost all the time, but he's really confused by why she's just sitting there and she won't talk to him.
Is she leaving? Was I asked what motivated the settlement?
Excuse me?
Did you hear the question?
No, I can't hear you.
Except you can't.
You took the mic off and you put the mic on, we can hear you.
Yeah, I think that you are being extremely inappropriate right now and I'm about to leave your show.
So... Well, so I went to another area. I took a phone call. They asked a question of you. I left that subject.
Flabbergasted.
You feel it was inappropriate? I didn't mean to be inappropriate. I just thought it was a logical question. But you need to have a mic.
Oh, I like that that's what bothers him the most.
Yeah. Who are you talking to?
Oh, snap.
Jesus. Talking to Jesus. But, Jesus
by the
way, is my co-pilot.
Here's what saddens me is that Kathy is a frequent guest host on the Larry King Live program
oh, yes.
on
yeah.
CNN.
And I know exactly what was going on
you
in
guys
the
are
ear.
Buddies.
I mean, I'm telling you.
I wish you were hosting
I
oh,
wish
so much.
So
she wouldn't
bad.
Have done it with you, right?
That's true.
She wouldn't have done the show.
Well, I would have been kicked off the air. I mean, because I don't know what I would have said to her, but it would not have been. I mean, nobody would have been as gentle as Larry. He was very gentle with her.
Yeah.
And
he,
I'm
was
sure
very,
he was thinking,
he was nice to her. Yeah.
He was very nice to her, and he was probably thinking, I don't want to be the guy that beats up on the stupid 22-year-old. However, right. I will be that guy.
Yes.
I am happy to be that dude who beats up on a stupid 22-year-old.
You will make Larry King look like Andy Cooper when that's all done.
But the crux of the issue was she was suing. They showed her the videotape. She walked out immediately and ended
it. She dismissed the suit. She wasn't suing anymore.
That's what it's all about.
That's a legitimate question.
It's absolutely.
But also, you know, you better be careful when you're going on the air and if you don't have your ducks in a row and if you're lying and then maybe you weren't 17 when you made the solo tape.
Right.
And now today it's coming out that maybe she was 20 or 21 when she made the tape.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, she's going to get caught. She better watch it.
Did you hear the conversation Harvey Levin had with the boyfriend she sent the tape to?
I have it memorized. I could do it you and I could do it like love letters. We could travel with it.
Just put up some music stands and
just
read it.
Tonight I want to be Harvey. No, I want to be Harvey tonight.
Well, if you haven't heard, it's on TMZ.com. Here's a little taste of it. This is Harvey talking to the guy who was the recipient of the solo
video.
Who,
by the way, she had gone on talk shows and said he was the one and she was in love with
him. Very much in love.
And now we find out maybe they were only banging for 4 days in San Diego.
They met on MySpace. She was sending him sex videos before they met. They knocked it out for 4 days in a hotel room in San Diego and never saw each other again. Here's what she had to say when she called him about the sex tape being leaked.
Yeah, I got a call from Carrie basically screaming at me, asking me why did I do this? And then she basically, at that point, said, will you tell him I was 17?
How did you respond when she said, will you say I was 17?
I said, hell no, I won't.
Tell him I was 17. That'll make it illegal. And
right. Then we can never show that tape. But apparently there's about 20 of them, the guy said. She sent about 15 or 20
that is
tapes.
So, now, I want to know if they're all solo or if there's ever a duet.
Apparently they were all solo. They were all solo. They would talk
really?
Sex.
So
they would have
thing.
Phone sex.
Right.
She would record herself with her cell phone
right.
in a solo act.
Okay.
Send it off to him and then call back and ask, well, how did you like it?
Do you think she would do a monologue during her solo act?
I think she would.
Do you think she would do any famous iconic monologues?
I think it would
maybe
be.
Maybe like Martin Luther King, I have a dream.
Yes. Could be. Yeah. Darkness at the Top of the Stairs.
Yes.
That's what she would rock out.
Did she name any of the tapes Still Laying Down? That's what I want to know.
See, because her book is called Still Standing.
Right.
I'm just
and
saying.
Bean
there's
brings
a theme
you
running
Still
through.
Laying
still
down.
Texting, oh, still texting.
Bean. There's a theme right there.
That's
running
a good
through.
One.
All right.
She should have named her book.
And you're Air saying that she hasn't made one single sex tape, to your knowledge, with Miley Cyrus?
Not,
is that what you're, is that what you're still standing by?
We're still standing
to
by
To our
that.
Knowledge, that is correct.
Yes. Kathy, why have you not had a sex tape? It's so effective for celebrities.
Because I want to keep up with whatever the latest trend is. And I feel like a sex tape is a couple 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then sexting is more Miley. And now that the solo thing is happening, I might jump on that bandwagon. But I think I'm waiting for the perfect partner. And I'm thinking it could be Levi Johnston,
sure,
obviously, or
sure,
or just me and like a guppy. Like I want to think outside my box.
A guppy?
Oh, no, I don't know. You know what? No one's done it. It's no one's done it. Or maybe
seen eels, but not guppies.
Maybe an eel. Maybe myself and an eel. But the point is, I've got to, you know, on the D list, you've got to work harder and jump higher. So
sure.
If you can think of an appropriate person that I could have a sex text or solo act with,
okay.
I'd be happy to. Whatever's the newest, trendiest thing.
So you want us to figure out a person that you can have a solo sex act with.
Yes, I assume. Okay. Yeah, well,
I'm not sure how to do that, but.
All right, a partner. But I mean, do you see a Griffin Goslin connection? Do you see a Griffin Lohan connection?
Ooh, Lohan would be strong.
And
Michael.
And I mean Allie.
I mean Michael.
Okay, I meant Allie.
It has to be like 3D, though. You have to up the ante, I think, for production,
exactly.
too. It should be like IMAX,
it's
got to
be like a Captain EO situation.
Yeah.
Right.
I think
you know,
Jim Carrey should play multiple roles in it. There should be some CGI.
Vampires.
Vampires would be very trendy.
Very timely. Very trendy.
I'll bet our listeners have some suggestions
I'll bet they do.
That they could call
Kathy should bang.
Yeah. Run our test from the Lakers.
It'll come up at my signing next Tuesday at the Grove at 7 p.m.
The Barnes & Noble at the Grove. Look
at
that.
What about that?
How does she do it?
I could make one there.
Mm-hmm.
What about a webcast?
Have more with Kathy right after this break, but first I have to get through celebrity birthdays. Let's talk about, speaking of Megan Mullally, she's 51 years old today.
Oh.
She looks good.
Happy birthday, Megan. Ryan Gosling's 29 years old today. Anne Hathaway is 27 years old today. Neil Young turns 64. Al Michaels, sportscaster. I know it's one of Kathy's favorites. He does Sunday
Night
Football.
I love how he captures the way the football goes from base to base. And,
exactly.
And they go, yay, good for you, girl.
He's 65 years old today.
Hey, girl. What's up, girl?
More of Kathy in a couple minutes. I'm Ralph Garman.
Go,
I walk this showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 12 minutes after 9 o'clock.
The beautiful Kathy Griffin is in her studio. She is not only a hilarious actress.
I like how you ladies are barely recovering from the commercial talk.
Well,
we were having a little naughty talk.
Very funny.
And you giggly schoolgirls can barely even handle it.
All right, let's get to
Kathy,
business.
I'm trying to plug the book
if we're
signing.
About
give me a minute.
A bigger
give me a minute.
Set, I think I win.
He's trying to plug your book.
Oh, my pretty
she
lady.
She is not
book.
Only a hilarious actress and comedian. She is now a best-selling author with her latest book called Official Book Club Selection. That ought to get you on Oprah. It is available everywhere now, and you can get your copy signed this Tuesday, November 17th at 7:30, I want to say.
7 p.m. at the Grove.
All right.
7 p.m. at the Barnes & Noble.
Get line early. And now also I have a new holiday CD out called Kathy Griffin Suckin' It for the Holidays.
Good.
Love
because
it.
I think it's going to be the best Kwanzaa ever.
Great.
And it's something for the family to not sit around and listen to together at all.
Okay.
It's
and when do we
time.
Get to see the first episode of Let's Dance?
Maybe in the spring.
Wow. How are you going to
come at her like that? Come on.
Wow. We can all
maybe
have fun. We can all have fun.
I was
she's
say
batting 995, and you have to bring
Friday,
up the one time she
last
strikes out.
Friday night, I
knew
got
you'd
a call
have a story.
Saying, of course
yes,
I do.
God bless you.
I was so thrilled to be the new face of Disney.
Yeah.
And who more appropriate to be live on ABC sure. once a week than I? And they were going to do a dance show, and I was going to be the new Tom Bergeron, but with boobs
right.
and vagina. And, of course, nothing goes my way. And then I found out last Friday that they could not get the talent that they wanted to participate.
So
by that, I mean Aaron Carter.
Right.
Well, Aaron
the premise
Carter
was celebrities recreating famous dance scenes.
Yes, I saw the sizzle reel, as they say, in the British version, which is huge, and it was funny. And so they take celebrities and they have them recreate iconic dances like, you know, Britney, Oops, I Did It Again.
Right.
And that's what the premise of the show would be. And that's all I know. I was the host.
Here's what I know.
ABC foolishly opted not to put it together right now, but it still may happen,
but it was
right?
very last minute.
It might it still happen.
I don't know.
Oh.
But
Kathy, did you
want
to do it, or was it just a paycheck?
I thought it would be fun. First of all, I love live television. I'm going to go back and do New Year's again with Anderson Cooper.
Nice.
And I was looking forward to doing it.
Yeah.
What about that? I wear a pretty ball gown every week, like Samantha Harris.
Here's the way I was thinking. Ralph described the show, and I said, I'm out. I don't want to watch that.
Okay.
And then he said, hosted by, and I said, I'm in. I would watch that in a
right.
heartbeat.
Right, live.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
in
yeah.
a heartbeat.
Remember when they announced Dancing with the Stars, the idea of it, and we said, no
oh,
one
yeah.
will ever watch that show. Worst idea
we
ever.
We were wrong.
We said that
we
to the
wrong.
Producers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
we
what did
wrong.
They say?
We
what was their argument?
Said, well, we'll see.
We'll see.
And then it's the biggest show on television.
I know.
They win, we lose.
But My Life on the D-List is back. What
yes.
about that?
Now, when does that come back?
Usually it comes back in June, and we're going to start filming any minute now. And, you know, I'm doing a very special episode of, as my mother calls it, Law and Order SUV.
Oh, really?
Oh, this is a Cinderella story. So Neil Bayer, who is the showrunner for Law & Order SVU, he saw me hosting the Schmemmies, which are the Creative Arts Emmys.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they're a week before the real Emmys. And he saw me hosting, and he said, I'm going to write you a special episode, and I want you to be nominated for an Emmy for it.
That's
and
awesome.
I was like, who are you?
You've already got so many Emmys, though.
And so in January, I'm going to go to New York, and I'm going to be on a very special Law & Order SUV.
That's
do you
awesome.
Know what your character is? Because usually they're ripped from
yes,
today's
but they
headlines.
But they don't want me to say.
Oh, okay.
But it's
is your story
Carrie
ripped from today's headlines?
It's ripped from today's headlines.
Carrie Prejean? Please?
Would it be awesome if you were the beauty pageant winner of the sex game?
I played the engineer who's in Larry King's ear during a Carrie Prejean like
I want her murdered! And then Carrie's the producer of Larry
ask
King
she's
Live
talking to.
And kills
well,
her.
Ask if she's by herself or with someone. What does solo sex tape mean? Ask her again. Tell her that you're not going to ask her about the mediation. Just make sure there's pictures. Where is she touching herself? Is it the vulva? Get a body part.
Be more
get Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Be more inappropriate.
More inappropriate.
Now tell us, you always tell stories, great yeah. stories about celebrities in your books.
Yes.
And understand. Tell us about the official book club selection.
Official
who
book
do you
club
speak about?
Well, first of all, you know, there's nice surprises about this book because I actually have a celebrity index. And what I've found is that famous people are so stupid and shallow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because none of you have read the book. You
right.
lazy,
well,
shipless,
we don't
useless.
Have it.
We haven't received our copies
haven't
you
yet.
You haven't received
nope.
your
no,
the Pope?
Not kidding.
Go to a bookstore and buy it. It's number
asked,
one on the New York Times bestseller list.
We asked your
list.
People to send us along a
my
book.
My mother
and we got,
is busy.
We got
she
neither.
Cannot come over here with a half a box of wine in her moo-moo and
we
give you
get
a
the,
book.
The new Christmas deal?
Your
we didn't
mom
get
is
the
very
book.
Busy.
We didn't get nothing.
My mother's very busy being a celebrity. All right, so there's an index at the back, and then celebrities I found do not read the book, have no interest in it, but they love to look up their name and see if they're in. And by that, I mean Tyra.
Of course.
Who is, of course, a longtime friend of the show.
If you want a specific celebrity, you look in the back and it tells you what page to go to
yes.
to read about them. Oh, that's
but
a great
if
idea.
You are the celebrity, then you can just know instantly whether you're talking to me or not talking to me. And one person who may not be talking to me is Andre Agassi.
Oh, please.
I just want to say, good call on my part, which is that I wrote in my book that I thought he was always kind of a tool.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know how much of a tool he was until I watched him on 60 Minutes confess about his addiction to crystal meth.
While playing tennis.
While playing tennis yeah. and married to Brooke Shields. And I write in my book about how he did not like it when I used curse words. Which I guess is worse than meth.
So you worked, you worked with Brooke Shields. You went
yes.
over to the house and he wouldn't allow you to curse.
He never had the cojones to actually come out and say, but Brooke would say, you know, he really doesn't like it that you're so vulgar, and he might correct you if you use the Lord's name in vain.
Oh.
And now,
but doesn't
course,
that make you want to do it
when
more?
When I think back of that smell that was in the room.
It was meth.
It was meth!
How about that?
Meth!
How about that?
It's always the Christians.
He was
man.
Probably
Every
seeing
time.
God. He was so high. That's why he was upset. He didn't want you to mention his name.
Right. But I will say, I feel bad that Brooke Shields took the hit for that phase of his career, because remember when they got together, he started losing and everyone blamed her and Matt
right.
blamed
right.
her.
He went bald.
And maybe it was a little Brooke Shields and maybe it was a little Brooke Meth.
Yeah,
a little
kidding.
Meth Shields.
Yeah.
Meth.
And by the way, Kathy, you have
with
love for all.
With a $100 million Nike contract.
Yeah,
I just
yeah
say,
buys a lot
right.
of meth.
That's a lot of meth.
That's a lot
it's
of
a lot
meth.
Of tennis
he
balls
can afford
meth.
Regular blow for that. Why do you have to use the cheap stuff?
Crack Kathy, is I know you have
coke.
You have a lot of love for everybody, but you don't usually hang out with the drug crowd. That is, that's not your people at
that's
all.
That's my new thing.
Is it?
Yep.
That's the direction
I'm
you're going.
Gonna, yep.
Kathy's very street. Now.
Yeah, very street. I'm going to hang out. Who's in the drug crowd?
well, Lindsay.
Lindsay Lohan and I
yes.
are going to
do
get
drugs.
Together and do drugs.
Yes.
And then
cut
we're
going to
sell drugs and cut each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a cutting tape.
Yes.
I have a new tape where I have sex and I'm cutting Lindsay Lohan and she's
okay.
cutting me, but then I turn it into a solo tape. Right.
I love it.
It's got everything.
It sounds half baked, but I would already watch. I'm already
a new book.
I'm not saying this to sell books at all. It's really real. It's really
the book is still called, cutting. Still cutting will be our next book.
Official Book Club Selection is what it's called. And wouldn't it be cool if it actually ended up being a book club selection somewhere? Although I know that's unlikely.
But you're on the New York Times bestseller list.
I know.
You're huge.
You
right?
know what? Screw Oprah. And no one else in this industry is going to say it. And certainly not Stedman.
And nobody wants to do it.
But I'll say it.
Gail might.
But please come see me at the Gibson. When you guys say the Gibson, do you say the Universal or the Gibson?
We say
Gibson Amphitheater at Universal City Walk is what we've been instructed to say.
That's where I'm going to be on Thanksgiving weekend for 2 nights. Ditch your family. Or bring them if they really want to go down to the gutter with me, because that's where we're going.
Kids, though. It's for, like, 8 and under.
Right? I mean, that's kids of all ages.
It's like
the circus.
It's like Gymboree or Chuck E. Cheese, as long as you're middle-aged and gay.
Kathy, do you have to run, or can you stick around for another break?
I can stick around.
All right. Let's do one more.
We'll do that. We'll come right back on the Kevin and Bean.
We are spending time with our friend Kathy Griffin on
and
the Kevin and Bean Show today.
What day is it today? It's National... Carrie Prejean Day. Yes. Yeah, it's correct. A national holiday, and everyone leave your jobs right now.
Happy
it's okay.
Carrie Prejean Day, everybody.
Yep.
Kathy is playing at the Gibson Amphitheater Universal City Walk Thanksgiving weekend, November 27, 28. You should go. Get tickets at LiveNation.com. Her new book is in stores now called Official Book Club Selection. Signing is going to be this Tuesday at Barnes & Noble at the Grove at 7. And the new CD also available, Sucking It for the Holidays. So you can see Kathy has many, many things going on.
I think that when I'm at the Gibson, it could turn into Carrie Prejean weekend.
It could be a very
Prejean Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because I think she's going to be a gift that keeps on giving.
I do not see
her keeping her mouth shut, and I don't see her hiding her alleged 15, that would be 15, solo sex tapes.
Is there any chance she may be signing her book the same time at Barnes & Noble while you're signing yours?
Yes.
On Tuesday the 17th.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that'd be a great throwdown. You two just mud wrestling in the aisles.
Uh-huh.
Just knocking
solo
over cookbooks.
Just solo sex tape versus solo sex tape. Who's got the bigger banjo?
It's hard to keep track of all of your various show business bands, but are you allowed on Oprah? She just won't have you? Or what's the status with you and O?
She had a lady with no face on this week. She
not
had
me.
A lady who a monkey ripped her face off, but she won't talk to you.
That's
Oprah's fat laugh. No matter how much weight she loses, she keeps
I
the
love
fat laugh.
Oprah. Yeah. God, I love her. She's my favorite out of all the Oprahs.
All the Oprah action figures? Collect them all?
No, I like Big Fat Oprah.
You like a fat
Oprah? I
prefer
Oprah.
But doesn't it hurt you, Kathy, because there's so little you haven't been able to accomplish in your show business career. It seems like being on Oprah would be something that you would desperately want to do.
I was on one time. Because I'm on a lot of shows once.
Yeah, well,
I can usually get on the first time.
True, yeah.
It's the second booking I have the problem with.
Same with your dating life, right?
Right. Yeah. I'll bang anybody once.
Right.
And it's the second time that's an issue for both of us.
I've gained weight.
All right, thank you.
What happened the first time? Why were you never invited back?
I'm probably banned from Gale.
Wow.
I'm banned from Stedman.
You're banned
riding
from Dr.
his bike.
Oz.
Yeah.
What happened with Oprah?
I think that maybe she doesn't care for my sense of humor.
Hmm.
And though I titled my book Official Book Club Selection, I have not heard from her people yet, confirming that it's the book club selection, nor will it ever be. I think Oprah probably maybe doesn't have the greatest sense of humor about herself, but that's where I come in.
That's why
I have a sense of humor about her for her.
That's why you're
exactly.
Needed.
Yes, I'm doing the Lord's work.
You're like Jiminy Cricket was for Pinocchio,
or just, Carrie Prejean for us.
You just sit on her shoulder and sort of keep her grounded.
I just tell you her thoughts.
Good. I would like to see a split screen of Oprah and you.
Yeah,
and but the sound would be with you, and you would be telling us what she's really thinking.
Then you have
saying.
Been to my home every single night because it's like you are my DVR, and that is what I do every single night.
That would be awesome.
Yep.
How are you getting along with the ladies on The View? You've had issues with them in the past, too.
They have issues with me. I don't have issues with them. I will say that my View ban was lifted, which was great.
Okay.
So I was back in the fold and the loving arms of Barbara Walters.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been spooned by Barbara Walters, Ralph?
Not once, no.
Okay, if you were
spooning... Sherry Shepherd, sure, but not Barbara.
Well, who hasn't?
Yeah.
Would you be on the inside or the outside of the spoon with Barbara Walters?
I think I'd like to be on the inside.
So
I think
you want
to
feel
would
more
envelop me,
vulnerable like a... and like, what about if she was the man today?
Like a grandmotherish sort of masculine.
And you're just cozy and zoom.
Exactly.
Where's the hot chocolate?
She's exactly.
Pretty bony. Maybe
I don't
a cookie.
Know if that would work.
Little mini marshmallows.
So I think the ban might be happening again because then I couldn't resist telling the story about my latest Barbara run-in in my last Bravo special, which is called Balls of Steel,
mm-hmm.
which Barbara did not want to say the name of, by the way, on The View.
I'm sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, she's in her 80s, Kathy.
She has a hard time with L's.
What, Bean?
Come out. She's in her 80s also, remember?
Balls of Steel.
Well, I know, but it's not like...
Balls of Steel. That's how she would say. That's why she wanted to say it.
Speech problem.
Can't say L's. She's like Tom Brokaw.
I've got to go. Hugo Chavez could be calling online, too.
Balls of Steel. It would come out like that.
What was the run-in that you talked about on the show? Did you have problems with her?
I bum rushed her in the ladies' room of The View, and I knocked on the metal door of the stall while she was in it trying to pee. And I have witnesses.
But just to be funny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Did she find that?
Did you crawl? Did you crawl underneath the stall?
I didn't have to because she was panicking so audibly and saying, "I'm coming. I hear you. The whole building hears you. I'm coming out in a minute. Just wait a second." And she got out of that stall freaking fast.
Yeah.
And then we,
for an
old broad,
she still can move, huh?
Oh, you're darn right.
She
knows
you
when.
For that?
Well, I don't
that's
know.
Comedy.
You know, I might. Yeah, I probably. Well, I think that's enough for her.
What about Elizabeth?
She's moody.
How do you get along with Elizabeth?
I get along fine with Elizabeth. She's friendly. Obviously I don't agree with her, but she's friendly when I see her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
okay.
Like Hitler. I mean, she's worse than Hitler. But
sure,
besides that, she's friendly.
Hitler was very friendly, too.
I wonder why people ban you.
Can't imagine.
Can't really figure that out.
I get along with all of them. I really do. I'm a joy and a gem.
Well, that's
we've been our experience,
and it's all
certainly.
Their fault.
Yes.
And
right.
I'm the pretty one. And also, what were you saying about my weight?
You look anorexic. You look.
Is that the best thing to ever hear?
Yes. Oh, I'm getting giddy. I'm like the
you
inside
awesome.
Of your Barbara Walters spoon right
you
now.
Look dangerously thin.
What? Like I could have a foot in the grave and I'm sickly?
I saw you promoting
your... The gay guy says I'm chubby.
Well, he thinks everyone's chubby.
Here's some chocolate fat, too.
I saw just called me a heifer.
Your Christmas CD, DVD.
Yeah.
And you were in like a bikini flesh showing sort of outfit.
Bod.
It was remarkable.
Get on board.
You do have a banging bikini bod. That's
that
true.
I will use to bang Levi Johnston, my future husband.
Okay,
and
real quick before
live
we
in the
go.
White House.
Before we go, let's talk to Rachel because she has something very exciting to tell Kathy about here on line one, please.
All right.
Rachel, hi. Thanks for calling. You're on with Kathy Griffin. Go ahead.
Hi. So I was on my way to work. I work for the. Human Rights Campaign doing equality lobbying for
Sweet.
Gay marriage.
Right.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And I was listening to the show like usual. And I love you, Kathy, by the way.
I love Human Rights Campaign.
Yeah. Gay gays.
Yes, HRC.
And I called my boss and I told him, I was like, hey, so I was listening to Kevin and Bean and Kathy told me to take the day off because it's Carrie Prejean Day.
Yeah,
and
it's true.
And he told me understandable and gave me the day off.
Yes!
Look at that. Come on. There you go. It has begun, ladies and gentlemen.
You are starting a national phenomenon, yeah. Kathy Griffin.
I deserve a muffin basket from Team Prejean stat.
Rachel, enjoy your day off.
Rachel,
thank you for
you
listening to the show.
Nicely done.
You're inappropriate.
All right. One more time. Here's the recap for all things Kathy Griffin, or you can just go to Kathy's website. But the CD is called Suckin' It for the Holidays. It's available everywhere now. Stand Up Gibson Amphitheater at Universal is going to be Thanksgiving weekend, November 27, 28. Tickets through Live Nation. And most importantly, please pick up Kathy's new book, Official Book Club Selection, and get it signed, won't you, next Tuesday night at 7 at the Barnes & Noble at the Grove in L.A. Ladies and gentlemen, maybe the best human on earth, Kathy Griffin, joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Also, follow me on my Twitter because I do my own... Can I say that word or not?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Tweets?
No.
Past tense?
Yeah.
There's another word I was going to use.
Right. They're called tweets, though. That's what the regular people call
them. That's not what I call
them. I'm sure it is.
I know it's not.
Okay, we can't say what you call them. Now that I know.
Do you do your own tweets as well?
I do my own tweets. I don't call them tweets.
Right.
I call them another word.
Right.
But
right.
Yes.
Right.
It's Official Kathy G. I can't even say a clean word. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. It's the word you would use if I was going to make a solo sex tape.
Right.
I would be playing my own banjo,
right.
Which some men call a
right.
Tweet.
We know what
got
it is.
I didn't know. I wasn't sure.
Yeah. We're all pretty familiar with that word.
All right. I got to get out of here.
You're the best.
Bye, Kathy.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9:44.
Ralph Garman, anything you want to share from the off-air conversation for our listeners as we prepare to look at showbiz?
We have to do a show in another venue. No. People need to hear what we talk about during the commercials and songs.
I think we would be strung up and kicked out of the country.
Pretty sure. Happened.
Yes, you would not be allowed in front of a microphone again, Ralph, if people could hear these things
speech?
That you say.
Are you treating me like Harry Prejean here?
Yes. Are you still standing? Is that what
I'm
you're saying?
I'm still standing.
All right, time for one more look at the showbiz beat. Believe it or not, besides Carrie Prejean, there's other stuff going on, too.
There sure is. Latest Lindsay Lohan revelation. Michael Lohan, her dad, has released yet another tape of another phone call. This one between his ex-wife and Lindsay's mom, Dina, and himself, talking about Lindsay's cutting.
What? Why doesn't he stop this?
Dina's heard to say in the phone call, her cutting herself and hurting herself? Yeah, it's bad, Michael. It's bad. Michael's finally speaking out on why he is selling these tapes, by the way.
Oh, he is selling them?
Yes.
He's not sharing this to help his daughter get to realize she needs assistance?
No, he apparently has been getting money for it, but he says it has nothing to do with money.
Right.
He says he's doing it to get Lindsay some help and possibly into rehab by revealing all these things about his daughter.
But he could do that for free.
Mm-hmm.
I admit, I'm being a little selfish in releasing these tapes, he says. I'm tired of being lied about. I'm tired of Dina and others making me out to be someone I'm not. So now I'm going to prove to the world who the real liars are.
Okay. He looks bad to me now, worse than he did.
Yeah. In the words of Dennis Green, you're exactly who we thought we were, Michael. Portia de Rossi.
Oh!
Says...
Tuna.
Long time before she ever met her, she had a huge crush on Ellen DeGeneres.
No.
She said to Oprah Winfrey...
She's funny and likable, though.
...that she feared coming out of the closet during her days on Ally McBeal. And she had her eye on Ellen for 3 long years before they ever even met.
Wow.
She had a crush on her. Could not wait to see her.
All right.
Really?
No.
No.
I think she's likable and
she's not unattractive.
But if you're a lesbian and you're looking around and you're not with anybody, you say, oh, there's that Angelina Jolie. Yeah, that's what cut me off a slice of that, please.
Ralph, you know how attractive funny is. There are women out there who would love to be with Ricky Gervais, not because he's the best-looking guy out there, but because he seems like he would be such a good time. I think it's probably the same for Portia and Ellen.
But if you're on the set of Ally McBeal and Lucy Liu's with you every single day, are you really thinking about Ellen?
I like funny women, too, but I don't look at Kathy Najimy and go, damn, give me some of that King of the Hill punani.
Some of the more attractive girls are attracted to more manly girls. Mm-hmm. You know, that
happens. I don't understand the whole lesbian.
And I'm going to say again, women are not as physically driven, thank God, or most of us would never be able to get a date. Thank God women look for something other than just looks.
That's true. Look at Arsenio Hall. It's nothing to do with the story. I just want you all to look at Arsenio Hall.
What's that have to do with
what you're talking about?
Apparently, Paul Abdul finds him attractive.
Good.
Hollywood's newest hot couple. Arsenio Hall and Paul Abdul.
Really?
Turns out they dated once before, and now apparently they are enjoying what they call in Hollywood the retread romance, where they're back together again because they feel so comfortable and friendly with each other.
Because their careers are both back to where they were before they were famous.
It is 1985 all over again for both of them.
Ooh! Arsenio Hall is here!
Mm-hmm.
Looking good!
Well, he's looking good.
Bean was throwing his hat in the ring right there, but
got
beat out.
What about Arsenio Hall? How do people feel about him? That's what I don't know.
All right. Hey, great to see you again. Welcome back, man.
It's a pleasure, man. Y'all keep rocking, okay?
Thank you. Arsenio Hall, folks. The people love him.
Well, Paul Abdul does, apparently. That's all that matters.
Bean said that after his show had been canceled, too, by the way, for quite some time.
when the people clearly did not love him.
Right. And the ooh-ooh was him doing the dog pound. I'm not kidding.
That was Bean's interpretation of the dog pound sound.
I believe so,
yes. It was.
Wow. Ooh-ooh! This was before. Would you like to take that back? But yes, I would.
Play that again. Play the dog pound again.
I'm sorry. The tape has been destroyed.
All right. Hey, great to see you again. Welcome back, man.
It's a pleasure, man. Y'all keep rocking, okay?
Thank you. Arsenio Hall, folks. The people love him.
That's not it. The other one.
Oh, you want the other one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dog pound. Ooh-ooh!
Yes!
Arsenio Hall is here. Looking good.
Looking good.
Ew.
Looking good. You know who else the people don't love?
Bean?
Dollhouse.
Oh.
Yeah, Fox has finally pulled the plug on the low-rated Joss Whedon series Dollhouse.
Well, I'm disappointed.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. Lisa's disappointed.
What are, we should ask Dave.
Acting teachers all over America rejoice.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
We should ask Dave what we're supposed to be sending to the network if we want to get it back.
Oh, nuts. Mm.
Dolls.
And
dolls.
Dolls.
Hot ballies.
Kelsey Grammer's new series, Hank, by the way, also canceled. Has only aired 5 times, but ABC has said enough's enough. They've got 5 more in the can. There's a joke there that I'm just not going to make. But
Ooh!
ABC says they have no immediate plans to run the remaining episodes. So if you're a Hank fan, you're probably not happy today.
But if you're a Hank fan, you're probably on the show.
How many of those are there, really?
And Fergie is bisexual. It's official.
All right.
Maybe she and her husband can both hook up with that stripper now in Atlanta. No, Fergie says that she is bisexual. She has realized through therapy that being with a girl would be cheating, just like it would be being with a man. And that's not cool, so she has to control her bisexual urges. That's just not true, by the way.
It's not cheating.
You can be with a woman all you want.
Okay.
I think. Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So if your wife came home tonight and said, hey, I hooked up with some chick at the office, you'd be cool with
say,
it.
Here's the, let me pour you a glass of wine, sit down, tell me all the details. That's all. That's the only conversation we'd be having.
Yeah.
Fergie, you're a fugly bitch.
That's so hot.
I'd say, did Carrie Prejean send you a video? That's what I would ask her. Today's celebrity birthday is Al Michaels, sportscaster for Sunday Night Football. He is 65 years old today. You know, I like that Chris Collinsworth he worked with on that show. They're a good combo, a good broadcasting combo.
He's smart. He's not particularly entertaining, but he certainly impresses me with his knowledge of the game. Yeah.
Neil Young is 64 years old today. Megan Mullally from Will and Grace turns 51. Ryan Gosling celebrates his 29th birthday. And Anne Hathaway, the princess of the Princess Diaries, and has done a lot of good work since then, including Brokeback Mountain. She was one of the wives in Brokeback Mountain, don't forget.
She was really good.
You said earlier she was 99, and I was really impressed with how good. I mean, she's a beautiful, at that age.
Add that to the list, please, there, Mike.
I applaud the lengths that he went to, though. He didn't cut it short.
No.
He kept going.
If nothing else, he is committed.
Because she played 99 in the Get Smart movie.
Yeah, we understand. Know. We know. When I said she was 99.
But I was making it sound like she was 99 years old and that I was misinformed.
Silly.
You know what Bean is? Bean is the George Lopez billboard. Have you seen that billboard?
I have.
Where he's like turning the light on the sign of his name and he's got that wacky comedy face that he's making.
He's got to be funny.
You hate him. No, you hate him and you know he's not funny, but you have to admire his commitment to make that face and let someone take his picture while he's making it. It's painfully unfunny. It's horrible and you know it's going to be horrible, but you have to appreciate the fact that he's putting himself out there. That's how I feel about Bean.
All right.
Yeah. Totally committed to the bit.
Thank you. Right. Thank you very much for noticing.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Join us again tomorrow morning. We've got a hell of a show. We might have to start it early. I'm not sure, but we have too much show. It's Friday, so we have Movie Beat. We have Weezer tickets. We have Tony Hawk talking about his new video game.
Okay.
Tony Hawk's going to be on?
Yep.
Wow.
We have Dr. Drew in the studio talking about sex rehab.
Yeah.
We have Adam Carolla.
What?
It's Friday. Yeah. So it's a jam-packed show. And
we don't even need to come in with all those guests.
True.
We can take the day off.
That is tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't go away. How about 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music starting in a minute with Kat Corbett. She, speaking of Weezer, has their new one called Let It All Hang Out. We also got the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Silver Sun Pickups, new one from Foo Fighters, Sublime AFI, and more. It's all straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.